Media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I took off part of the day yesterday to spend time with family. I do that occasionally. And all Hades breaks loose while I was gone. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday, the 25th day of April, 2008. And we're going to be live here for the next 4 hours from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then, of course, I'm back Sundays from 4 to 6 p.m. live as well. So we do 4 hours a day, Monday through Friday, and then pop in for 2 hours on Sunday, which is a great asset because so many times major news is breaking over the weekend, and that, well, as they say, the early bird gets the worm. Obviously, I'm going to talk about the New York Post headline yesterday, as predicted by Jason Burma sitting in yesterday doing a fabulous job. Fox News and others did pick up the slander, the lie, the fraud. Bush basher smashes disabled teen. That is the headline. And the neocon websites are calling for his death, for hit teams to go get him. And even after video came out, and even after eyewitnesses came out that it was all a lie, they are now on the message board saying, so what if it's a lie? He's a liberal. Basically died. Well, number one, you're living in a false left-right paradigm, boys, over at Free Republic and Michelle Malkin on the dig comments. We're not the ones for open borders. We're not the ones tripling the size of the BATF. We're not the ones signing on to UNESCO. We're not the ones signing on to the North American SPP agreement. We're not the ones like Rush Limbaugh, supporting Hillary Clinton for president. We're not the ones. You've got the wrong people that have bankrupted the economy and the dollar. You see, we know the Republicans and Democrats are owned by the same interest. We are adults here. And we're very upset about what's happening to our beloved republic, what's happening to our currency, what's happening to our national name. And I don't even really get mad at the neocon minions anymore. I get sad. But I remember being in New York City last year on, September 9th, and it's all on video, and the police call me out of the crowd. I don't touch them. I don't yell at them. I don't abuse them. They put me in handcuffs. They falsely take me to jail. They later admitted that what they cited me with was not a arrestable offense. And when I got to the jail, they said, what did he do? And they said to the guy up behind the counter, they said, he hit a cop. And they all went, he hit a cop. Oh, big tough guy. And I just said, listen, there were scores of cameras. You're not going to get away with this. Please don't frame me. Please don't make me sue you. And then they suddenly looked at me like I was a guinea pig that hadn't been declawed and had my eyeballs gouged out. They're like big python snakes, and the normal citizen is like a guinea pig that's had its legs removed, its eyes removed, its teeth removed, and they just drop the furry ball in for the snake to eat it because the general public has been told to trust cops. Everything's going to be all right. They're here to guard your freedom. Justice is going to be served. Not me, folks. I'm a little guinea pig. I'm still a nothing, but I've got little claws. I got little teeth. I still got eyes. And as soon as they knew I could see, they looked at me like I was a human being. They kind of pulled back and went, whoa, we got one. We got a thinker. I'm not that smart, but again, I've still got a brain. I forgot, lobotomized guinea pigs. They also lobotomize them. They do that for some big prize snakes. They basically gouge the eyes out of what they eat. But anyways, I'll finish up when we get back.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future,
Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Talking.
Have you noticed how every type of gadget these days requires some specific type of battery? It doesn't matter what kind of gadget you're using. We all take different sizes and types of batteries. That's where BatteryStation.com comes in. More like battery heaven. BatteryStation.com has every type of battery you can think of at extreme low prices. BatteryStation.com has your powering needs covered. Whether it's a hard-to-find battery that your local stores don't carry, laptop batteries, computer backup batteries, BatteryStation.com has it all. You'll also find high-tech LED flashlights from Surefire, Streamlight, Pelican. Find headlamps, knives, and much more. BatteryStation.com also carries super tough, crush-proof, waterproof, and airtight hard cases for your camera, cell phone, laptop computer, and more. Be sure to check out all the bulk specials and closeout deals. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, my friends. Thank you for joining us on this Friday edition. My apologies to former government analyst, economist, amazing researcher Richard C. Cook. I canceled him today. We were going to come in hot on this Friday edition with an hour-long economic discussion with him, but with this We Are Change frame-up operation that we're witnessing, I have suspended that guest until next week. But there's a silver lining. He'll be with us for 2 hours to go over the history of modern banking, the Federal Reserve, and where we're going, what they're engineering right now. Jack McClam to talk about the fusion centers, the martial law drills, nationwide, where the police admit they're getting ready for martial law, where they go out and violate the entire public's Fourth and Fifth Amendment, randomly searching everyone all over the country. Jack will be with us for a full hour in the second hour. Then William Lewis for 30 minutes popping in to finish up talking about his new film, Washington, You're Fired, already sending shockwaves across the nation. Former Reuters reporter, award-winning researcher, historian, also very controversial, Michael Hoffman. We're going to have him back up in the next few months to talk about different subjects he covers. But today he'll be discussing some very important information. And then Nobel Prize winner for the last 30 minutes, Joseph Stiglitz, has joined us 2 times in the past. He'll be joining us again today to talk about exactly what's happening with the world economy and his prediction last January on this radio show. That we would go into a world depression if the central banks did not reverse their activities. So that is coming up today. Really jam-packed radio show. We were going to have Richard Cook on, but I canceled him and moved him this morning because we need to cover what's happening. All right, let me just try to calmly cover all the points. Last night, reading about all this, watching it, reading the Fox News report, reading the Washington article, reading the story out of the New York Post, a bunch of news reporting on it. Hundreds of things ran through my mind, hundreds of different pieces of information of the dishonorable activity of the police, the corruption of the media, the way innocents are always framed and the good guys in the history books set up to be the bad guys and the bad guys are made to be the heroes. All these different facets. The response of the neocon blogs calling for the violent attack and death of this poor young man who was physically assaulted by this Bush minion. How the neocons then call us liberals and call Bush conservative. Just this Alice in Wonderland nature of everything that we're seeing absolutely boggles the mind. But let me just start the story this way. Last year, I'm in New York, I guess about 6-8 months ago. It's a few days before September 11th. I was arrested for using an unpermitted sound device at a peaceful demonstration. Everybody's seen the video on the web. It's on YouTube. It's an upcoming film I'm making about 9/11 truth. I use a bullhorn. The police come and wave at me from about 10 yards away. I'm in the crowd. I immediately come to them. They immediately bring me to the edge of the street. They immediately turn me around and grunt with full power and put the handcuffs on so hard they cut into my wrist, and my wrist bled. They then shoved me into the car. They then arrested a bunch of camera people, two camera people, assaulted the Discovery Channel award-winning cameraman, guys shot for, you know, Oscar-winning films and documentaries, Etienne Davignon. They just ran across the street to attack him, had a police riot, took me to jail, and they marched me in to the classic New York precinct, and the Southern Precinct, as they call it, the Southern Police Office there in Manhattan, the South Office. They marched me up to the big desk, and the Grand Inquisitor behind it on his power trip, a job where he gets to indulges his petty power trip 24 hours a day. Most of us would be embarrassed to engage in one-tenth of this type of just absolute. It's like a small child dressing up in a general's outfit and walking around giving stuffed animals orders. I mean, it's that ridiculous. I mean, I'm somebody that has quite a modicum of petty power. This whole planet's petty. Our whole species is petty. If I was king of the earth, I wouldn't be on a power trip. But I have a modicum of power. They would call it, these minions, great power. And I am embarrassed to even admit to myself I have power. Not these people. And they get to laugh at me and look at me and make me stand there while they're booking in other people. And then what this one do? And right in front of everybody and God, the cop said he hit an officer. And I just put my head down for about a minute while they laughed and jeered. And they had a little psycho celebration there for a moment of the setting me up. It was a moment of victory, a great moment of stabbing the country in the heart with wanton abandon and deep pleasure. And after about a minute, I looked up and I said, listen to me very carefully. There were scores of cameras there. I didn't touch any of you, and I cooperated. That is a lie and a fraud. And I said, I know you're very serious. I know you frame people in this town every day, and so you're comfortable with it, but you can beat the rap. You can't beat the ride. I said, I have some means. I'm a syndicated radio host. By then, their phones were already ringing. The word had gotten out on the Genesis Network and others. And I said, don't force me to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars suing you all individually. I know the system's corrupt, and they're just looking at me shocked, but I said, I'm going to beat you. You're going to lose. And then they looked at me like I had 15 snakeheads and suddenly stepped back like I was a cobra dripping acid out of my mouth. And they said, all right, big guy. All right, tough guy. And shoved me back into the jailer area where they took me. And he goes, are you going to hit me? Are you a big? Oh, he's a pretty big guy. And I said, listen, I said, I don't have any criminal record. I'm not going to hit you so you can beat me up or kill me. I just said, please, for God's sakes. And then he laughs again. He goes, what'd he do? Well, he hit a cop. And I just said, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I just said, you guys are so evil. And they said, come on back here. Oh, not your cell, not you. And I'm walking by looking at the cells. It's a long hall. And the cells that aren't full of people, they were individual cells that didn't have people in them, were open. And I was wondering why they weren't putting me in those. And because I found out they brought me to a special cell. It's a special cell just for you. Just for you. And it had an overflowing toilet with human feces all over the, you know, caked over, hanging over the side, on the floor, running out of the hall into a drain, out in the hall. And they put me in there. And I just felt sorry for him at that point. I wasn't even mad at him. I saw the little cop, his chicken neck, his weak, sunk-in, fluoride eyes. He was just a gang member, a punk, a nobody. I was an American. I was a person of honor. I was someone who doesn't cheat people and doesn't lie. I was somebody who gives to charities. I was somebody who loved my children. I was somebody who had courage. And I knew then that someday they're going to torture me to death and kill me. That's what the odds say. Someday they're going to have their petty victory over me. But in the end, they lose the war. You win the battle, scum, just like the Redcoats, but you will lose the war. And so I got to sit in there, and I thought, and then later a somewhat nicer cop comes back. People that have to stay there for days are given McDonald's, and he's given the guy a orange drink and a cheeseburger. No, it was a normal hamburger, just a regular burger. And then I'd been in there. I said, hey, can I have something to drink? And he said, well, there's water for you right there. And it's literally a water fountain built on top of the toilet. I don't know how to explain it. It's a sink / toilet unit. And I just said, well, look, it's all overflowing. Can I have another cell? I said, this is really a human rights violation that I'm in here. And he said, yeah, I'll see what I can do for you. And then laughed at me, but at least wasn't saying I'd attack police. And I guess that's how the psychology works. They dominate you, they abuse you, and then you're thankful once it stops, or at least is reduced. Then about an hour later, I hear the chanting start of, let him go, let him go. And then a captain comes back and says, yeah, we shouldn't have arrested you. This is an unrestable offense. We're going to let you go. But then I come out and a higher level captain or multiple captains there got the political officers, the guys in white, not in blue, comes over and says, listen to me. You get them and you get them out of here. Or if you want to rock and roll, we're going to crack your heads. You go out there and you tell everybody to go, or it's rock and roll time. You understand? And the cop that had put the cuffs on me tight and the cop that had wanted to frame me was standing there looking at me mad. And I said, yeah. But I said, I want everybody to know something. You guys did wrong and killer right here. Shouldn't have put the cuffs on me that tight. And they all laughed and said, killer. So I've never told that story exactly, you know, the full story. There it is. Now, that said, I read the newspapers every day, and I see not one, not two, but scores, more than a dozen, without looking every day, of police caught planting drugs on people, planting guns on people. Right here in Austin, they've been caught multiple times in the news. The famous case a few years ago in Dallas where they've arrested thousands of people. They pull you over, throw chalk in your car, asset forfeiture seized, your Mercedes. It was always nice cars. They then go take your home. And that is admitted, not debated. Tulia, Texas, every black person in the town, every black person in the town arrested. Didn't matter if you were an 85-year-old woman, a 65-year-old man, you were arrested, cocaine planted on you. And we have to let that burn in, that there are police forces where they're not criminals, but that is the rarity. That is the, and I'm not going to go along with the hoax anymore. It's a gang in uniforms that deal the drugs, run the whores, frame everybody, and that's what's happened to We Are Change. We're now going to cover that.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes.
But everybody doesn't know.
Everybody knows.
People think they know.
Everybody knows that the boat is leaking.
But the corruption is so massive, so systemic, that it's hard for me to even be able to consciously grasp it, and this is all I do is research and study this. the sense of justice, the sense of honor, the sense of the right thing happening and the good guys winning and the bad guys losing. You know, the good guys almost always win in the movies and TV, but that's not the way it is. The bad guys pose as the good guys, and the good guys, they rot in filthy jails. That's how tyrants operate. And, you know, I know Gary. I've met Gary several times. I've watched many videos of him peacefully confronting people. In fact, I've even criticized Gary to his face, saying that he's too timid, too nice, that he lists so much information. The last time was Bobby Kennedy Jr. Just a few months ago, you could see Gary. That's what he goes by. His first name's German. You can see him just asking Mr. Kennedy a question. Mr. Kennedy sidesteps it, but Gary says thank you. You can see Gary on the videotape talking to the Secret Service, being polite, going over to his free speech zone 50 yards away, and then he has to yell, you know, the majority of Americans believe the government's behind 9/11. How does it feel to know that your husband, your father, the people believe that he's responsible for it? And then he turns his camera off because he is walking away. It's over. And that's what he now has three witnesses and others are saying. And there's also a still photo, you know, the neocons on the website are saying, why isn't there video? Why isn't there video? Well, why isn't there video of your wheelchair man who reportedly uses his daughter as a weapon? Where is that video? Don't worry, we're getting the CCTV and Michelle Malkin, New York Post, others. I think this is a case you need to be sued over, as well as the police. Just to make everybody know you're a pack of liars. But see, you've been caught so much lying, that's why the New York Post is basically toilet paper now. And the Defense Department just gives them more billion-dollar fake news contracts. You know they get those, right? So what is a million-dollar lawsuit if they were to lose it? What is it to defend one that's 50 grand? See, that's why they don't care. But the sadder issue is that neocon minions, these poor people who I know on average mean well, they just love to be lied to. They're like babies that'll eat poison if you give it to them. I mean, to see how Gary was set up and to have all these eyewitnesses saying the same thing. Gary's walking away down the sidewalk, and here comes this guy veering towards him, openly aiming the wheelchair at him, runs into him, and then starts wailing on him with his wife and other women in the area trying to pull him off of Gary, who weighs like 145 pounds. This guy, and we've seen his photo, it's like 6'5", huge belly, over 400 pounds. We know the type. It looks like he is involved in New York real estate and construction with Larry Silverstein and others. We've confirmed the name, and we've confirmed it looks like that's who it is. It's 99% confirmed right now. Total Bush minion. His daughter, I guess, likes to go to the White House and have her picture taken. I mean, these are like Bush groupies. And Gary asked the police when the guy got in his face the first time when he was yelling to please get him to stop, and they wouldn't. And that's how it works. I've seen this. I've seen it time and time again, just like the British police will come over and assault you and then say you assaulted them even on camera. I mean, I've seen hundreds of squad car videos. I just saw one last week where the retired NFL linebacker, no criminal record, great record in the league. You know, he's not one of the gangbanger types. He gets pulled over for speeding. They tell him, get out of the car. He gets out and says, yes, sir. They start yelling at him, and he starts pleading with his hands. He says, please, sir. Please, just let's. And the cop pushes him, pulls a taser. The guy runs and he tasers him, and the news says he's bad. I'm tired of the injustice. I mean, do you like working in a rigged game where you get to frame people all day? It's just so unbelievably disgusting. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
fact, rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution, detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Want to know my little secret? I have rich, delicious chocolate as much as I want every single day, and I never feel bad about it. Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea gives you real natural cocoa without any fat or sugar. Even better, Cocoa Pure is made with nutrients that keep my heart healthy, my energy levels up, and my body looking great. I'm having smooth, tasty chocolate every single day, and it's helping me stay healthier than ever. You can give yourself the gift of health by calling for a bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea. The only thing better than chocolate is healthy chocolate. Here's how you can get a bottle of delicious Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea.
For your risk-free bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea, call 1-800-457-9914. And if you call now, you can find out how to get a free bottle of Cocoa Pure with your order. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Detectives in New York have been cleared for shooting an unarmed man 50 times on their wedding day. Bad guys win again, don't you? But it destroys your name, destroys your future. The police were never this corrupt. They've always been dangerous throughout history. They've always been prone to corruption in every society. That's basic criminology. The general public, sappily with cop shows in Hollywood, was taught it wasn't the case. In the last 50 years, the FBI would basically arrest anyone who didn't have a good image of police or FBI up until the 80s. They're trying to bring that back. Yeah, they'd set you up, whatever. That's mainline news now. And this is how we got this delusional fruitcake view. I mean, it's wrong to kill an unarmed guy, shoot him 50 times for no reason. Cops start shooting. They all get scared, start pulling their triggers. Instead of getting thrown off the force for being idiots, no, they just get to kill whoever they want. There have been 2 taser deaths in the last 2 days. That's only going to intensify. They're increasing the power of the tasers to kill more. It is a soft kill weapon. We're being trained to accept it. Rush Limbaugh has called for riots in Denver. We told you the Pentagon is behind these peace groups. We've tracked them back to other staged events. We've caught the feds and local police in Seattle, in Austin, in D.C., in New York, of course, in Ottawa last year. It is admitted. Do you understand? It is admitted that they dress up like anarchists and attack other cops for the news cameras. And in the news, they know it's staged. They still play along with it. This is what they do, ladies and gentlemen. You understand that the NYPD was having public discussions with themselves about framing me for punching them. And I had to explain to them. I said, don't make a mistake here. We have video, guys. I'm not the average person that you can, the poor average person you get away with this with. Please don't make me sue you. And I only spoke to their fear. I only spoke to their common sense as predators. I said, go on to somebody weaker. I'm the big bull elephant. Why don't you try to eat a baby elephant? Try to catch mommy when she's at the watering hole. Grab the baby, drag it off. And they said, yeah, that sounds good. Let's go get a little one. Let's get a gazelle with a broken back leg. You understand? I grew up with cops that dealt drugs. Do you understand? You understand? I've had New York police discuss framing me in front of me. I will not live in the delusional fruitcake land anymore. I will not play along with this anymore. We have video of We Are Change Ireland being assaulted by someone publicly tied in with the IRA. These are serious people. They bring up politely, why are you selling out our sovereignty to the European Parliament? And the guy pushes a guy in the back, shoves him in the face on video, chases a guy who runs from him, tackles him, falls to the ground. They call the police. The police come, and the Sunday Times of London, also owned by Rupert Murdoch, just as the New York Post is. Are you seeing a pattern here? Puts out a headline after they call them. And they say, yeah, we hear you have video. And they say, yeah, we're uploading it now. Do you want to hear the audio? And they said, no. And they said, well, the police, you know, we call the police. And they said, we know. And then they wrote an article saying that the hoodlums, anti-EU hoodlums, didn't mention their names, see, because they don't want to get sued. You can always tell the telltale signs. You know, headline that the member of parliament attacked by anti-EU gang. And it said that the innocent man was walking down the street alone, that the thugs tackled him, attacked him, stole his bag, beat him severely. All lies. The video is on YouTube. I was having dinner with my parents last night. They talked about how they remembered being in the EU a few years ago and how there were signs up in Greece saying that it was illegal to criticize the EU. And that's been in the news, but I mean, this is who we're dealing with. This is the world we're entering. And so the same Rupert Murdoch paper, the police give him third-degree assault, which says that it's accidental assault. See, the cops are afraid CCTV is going to get out, or at the time, they didn't know there was video of it. Because Gary was outside alone. There were people inside. Luke was inside. He got out. Lepasic was arrested inside for asking a question. And then the neocons on their websites go, why isn't there video? Why is there video before the incident but not after? Well, because these you guys know how to operate. According to all the witnesses, Gary's walking away. The guy runs the wheelchair into him. Witnesses said he veered towards him, starts pummeling him. Then the police at the police department walk over, and the cops are reporting, how'd you get the cut under your eye? And they said, no, I saw him last night. That was already there. You understand? Put that in the report. And they let this other guy go that night within 30 minutes. They keep Gary. So I'm going to go to a witness. I'm going to go to Gary. His real name is German Tallis, Diane Libson, and Luke Radowski. And I'm going to hold them over a little bit with Jack McClam into the next hour if they can do it. There's so many facets to this. I am so upset by this because I want to believe in the cops. I want the police to know that. I want to believe in you. I want to think you're the good guys I grew up watching on TV. I want to believe the lie. I want to believe you're not crooks. I want to believe you're not scum. And I know all of you aren't, but the system is. There's no doubt about that. And you're framing this poor young man who was assaulted by this nut who used his daughter as a battering ram, according to all witnesses. I mean, we've got Geraldo Rivera saying that we're terrorists who are going to bomb. Then magically, there is then a firecracker-style bombing, the same type we've seen the British and Israelis do to their own embassies. That's been admitted. They say that they do it to raise security and to heighten the police's frostiness, but then they always announce it as a real attack. A firecracker that barely bent the hinge of the door. We have the photos of that first. And then later, the police, quote, said the door was jammed, so they crowbarred it open, and then the media showed images of that, the door all ripped open. So they even engage in doctoring of the blast. We then see Fox, CNN, MSNBC, every channel. We've played these clips. In fact, John, you have a compilation of those. They said, put them in camps, torture them, send them to secret camps, kill them, beat them to a pulp or worse. They're terrorists. They're going to attack. They're going to get violent. And then magically, New York Post and Sunday Times of London, both News Corp owned, both owned by Murdoch, start the story. Now Fox News is reporting that brutal gang member, brutal attacker, attacks girl in wheelchair. What activist in their right mind would attack a wheelchair person but a provocateur? Now, what has Recreate 68 subgroup? They've got groups linked on the site that say throw blood on the cops, bags of blood, that say have shields, have weapons, smash citizens' cameras. Now, Limbaugh comes out and says, Operation Chaos, we want burning cars. I've got NBC News reporting. Where's my headline? Limbaugh calls for riots at Denver DNC. Rush Limbaugh calls for riots in Denver. We have the audio. We're going to play it for Jack McClam later. We have the news. We have police. We have news articles where they admit that 50 thugs, we have video of them at the training camp, funded by a U.S. government-funded foundation. They bus them in from Portland at a training camp. The police house them. Then they send them to attack one group of cops that don't know. The cops are ordered to stand down. I had the cops on tape saying this. They said it was provocateurs, the low-level cops. Then the news admits it. I have cops. I mean, I'm tired of it. Why do you hate our freedom? Why are you so criminal? Why? I mean, you. Now I'm going to give Gary some advice. German Talis, Diane Libson, and Luke Radowski. I'm going to tell them all this right now. And I appreciate them holding. I've just got to put all this out. Every angle here. You got to get over there after the show now. This is a big psyop. They were listening a day and a half ago when I said on air, we've said on air that we don't have video of the assault. Now you're going to see hit pieces in the media. And they did. They were waiting. That's why they said third-degree assault, which is accidental. Now notice, third-degree assault doesn't fit in with what the New York Post is saying. That's the lawsuit right there. The New York Post, by the way, has come out, actually shakes down Hollywood stars and makes them pay huge hundreds of thousands of dollars apiece to the paper. Pull this up. We didn't even add that in our piece. Paul didn't, discrediting him. See, there's so much evil, we can't even cover it. It's a mafia. But that's your lawsuit right there, because they know what a Class C is. They know it means accidental. Now, see, the cops don't want to go to jail for false charges. They didn't know there wasn't video then. So they were still real arrogant. If they would have known there wasn't video then, they would have charged you with probably attempted murder. And I'm not joking about that. As you can see on the video after, they're all talking, all doing the setup. You know, they all get together to make up their big lie. It's so disgusting to see that type of conspiracy in action, that attack on America's heart and soul and core and on the name and image of police. But the New York Post knows that that means accidental. They exaggerated it into he savagely beat the girl in the wheelchair over and over again. Then they mentioned, oh, but she wasn't hurt. Now, the real witnesses all say, including people that we didn't even know, we've now got their names up, said, yeah, the girl was crying, saying, why? The father was ramming the chair into him over and over again, screaming, why are you hitting her? Total setup. The police were all watching. Then he pushes her aside, starts pummeling Gary, just savagely pounding and pounding and pounding and pounding and pounding. And then the police come, make their arrest, make their staged event. Here's the deal. The center where they had the Bush women is going to edit the tape or lose it. There are going to be other businesses. You got to get to those, go in, be real friendly, or don't even try to talk to the owners. Just beg the security You know, later you can try to subpoena it in your trial. That will cost money, take time, energy. We'll do that if need be. But right now, you need to just get them to say, hey, will you let me look at it at least? And a lot of times these security guards, other maybe a gas station, maybe a restaurant, you hit one of them, you're going to be able to probably get it. And then we've got them. We've got them. And see, we'll then expose how they're liars, just like we have the video of them lying about We Are Change Ireland. This guy's chasing them and assaulting them. They're running from him. And the media turns it into member of parliament viciously attacked by anti-EU group. Now, they're never saying We Are Change because they're afraid of it. They know it's caught fire. So they're always trying to isolate it. So they've decided to say anti-EU group. And this is what was said inside the Defense Intelligence Agency, inside the CIA, inside the CBS Broadcast Center that gives all the orders to Fox. Fox is really a subsidiary. This is what Viacom intel operatives made the decision to do. Now, what you're hearing is exactly what was said. If we can't beat these people, and it's clear it's going to continue to spread, this activism, we're going to mislabel each event and recycle it as propaganda against them. Don't say their names. The memo went out. And say whatever the group is, whatever your agenda is in your sector, in the U.K., in the Emerald Isle, it is the European Union integration of Ireland and England and Scotland. So there you will say it is anti-EU gang. Use the term gang because it's one of those double-use terms. You can't get sued for calling them a gang because five guys out for a walk or a soccer game is a gang. It's like calling you an extremist. They'll call somebody that blows up a church an extremist, which is too small a word. They should be terrorists, but then they can later call someone who's innocent an extremist. See how their psych warfare works. So this is what was said. I'm not kidding. This is what was said. I understand the enemy's operation. I study it so much now that I've got a full map of it in my mind. It's pretty simple. They said, we can't beat these people. This is going to be the new attack pattern. Watch it unfold. We've got countermeasures to that, too. For each measure, there's a countermeasure. They're going to try to recycle. That's the term they used. I'll guarantee you. They're going to recycle this. Oh, that freaks you out, doesn't it, government? That I understand. Yeah, I know what you're doing. Probably more than you do because you're compartmentalized. It's disgusting what you're doing. Find out about sodium fluoride. Find out that your bosses aren't your friends. Find out what you're doing to your children. For God's sakes, join us. Now, they said, we will recycle this. And so, wherever these events happen, we'll say, oh, anti-war group attacks wheelchair girl. 9/11 truth's gotten too much attention. We Are Change is growing too fast. It's infectious. All these, they just had a state senator in Arizona go public, highly respected. They're totally freaking out. I mean, it's something every day now. They said, we got to minimize it, but we'll minimize and not say it's 9/11 truth anymore. We can't beat them by fighting with them toe-to-toe is what they've said. But we'll also recycle and then say that, oh, they're anti-EU, oh, they're anti-war. And we'll use that as the cover story, and then we'll arrest and frame each person, each group. So you've got to have cameras rolling at all times. You can't go out alone and do these events. You can't split up. Some of you can't go inside, and the others of you stay outside. You've also got to know with these high-value targets in the info war, going out and confronting them, that you get around any of the vice presidents, as I'm told they did last night, Lynn Cheney, or any of the president's women, that you're in danger of them shooting you and saying you had a gun. I mean, Nixon wanted to bomb the Republican National Convention. I had read the documents, but I was in a hotel room 2 years ago in Dallas watching Frontline, and there they were admitting it on PBS. Yes, it's admitted. Nixon wanted to bomb the RNC and blame it on the leftists. Well, see, Limbaugh's saying attack, burn, destroy, make the Democrats look bad. The feds have infiltrated. They're getting ready to do that in Denver. We've got them doing this to We Are Change all over. We're in a very dangerous mode, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I apologize for making them hold for 10 minutes. I want to hold Gary Diane Lipson, Luke Radowski over into the next segment. But first off, Gary, what do you think of the analysis you just heard?
Well, it was, you know, it's common sense. I was straight up framed, you know, in the meaning of the word. A 500-pound guy and a 145-pound guy, you know, there's a big difference. And when you have basically all the witnesses are saying that this guy was attacking me, and then they switched the story saying that they're trying to get me off of their daughter, that's a contradiction right there. And basically,
how do you think that exactly? At first, it wasn't the daughter; it was you and him fighting. Now it's. I mean, what do you want to say to the officers that are framing you?
I think that they have a very low IQ, and they can't. Just how they couldn't even handcuff me, they can't even put a story together, and it's going to backfire on them. And we always have the last word because basically they try to discredit us, and
that's right.
We come back.
That's right. CCTV and Michelle Malkin, all of you. You're going to get sued. We'll be right back.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
Anarchist group.
These truthers are exactly the kind of people who want to rock this nation's foundation, tear us apart, and plant the seeds of dissatisfaction in all of us.
I saw Wise coming out of there. I think he's got a bomb in his bag.
By the time the government figures it out, you'll be in a hole for 30 days.
Which is why I believe these guys are dangerous. I believe these guys are anarchists that are looking to tear us apart. I mean, this is the kind of group that a Timothy McVeigh would come from.
This kind of propaganda is hurtful to those who lost loved ones on 9/11 and damaging to America's image abroad. But the more serious matter is the rise of dangerous radicals roaming the country unchallenged, infringing on freedom of speech, disrupting worship, and insulting decent people. Stop providing comfort to terrorists and others who would harm Americans, including our own family. 'Cause he rules it up. He can do with it as he please. And if things don't change soon, he will. For a man has invented his doom. First step was touching the moon. Now there's a woman on my block. She'll just sit there as the night grows still. She'll say, who gonna take away his license to kill?
By the way, that's about 3 months, 4 months old. That's not even all the latest ones, where Geraldo says we're bomber, terrorist, and we're gonna bomb. Then magically it happens. Magically they say we did it. Magically provocateurs show up at Ground Zero with signs saying we did it. We've got the Scarborough country where they say that we need to be sent to secret camps, that we need to be tortured. We have those clips. We have the same thing being said by other shows. Going back to Gary and then bringing up Diane and Luke Radowski, you guys just jump in any time. Gary, on the record here, just in summation, is this correct to say he followed you with a wheelchair, rammed you with it, then attacked you? You never even fought back, the witnesses say, and the police framed you.
Exactly. What happened was that he first put his finger in my face and slammed the camera out of my hand. You hear me saying, get out of my face. Obviously, I was talking to him, not a wheelchair-bound daughter. That can't be.
And
my
by the
face.
Way, I paid for that camera. It is broken. The neocons, by the way, Luke, online just say we're liars. They have no evidence, and they defend their lying system. Luke Radowski?
Yeah, I'm right here, and it's just incredible what's going on right now in the facade of the media, basically calling us not only terrorists, but right now that we're assaulting wheelchair girls. I mean, this is just ludicrous. I am just so sick and tired of the lies. I mean, even in the mainstream media post, it says Gary shouted obscenities at the First Lady. Look at the video of what Gary said to the First Lady. He did not yell any obscenity. That's another lie right there. We never curse and we never will curse at any high elected official. And that's what the media tries
to
say.
That's right. There's hundreds of videos. You guys never cuss.
Yeah, we never do curse, but the mainstream media says right now we were cursing at the First Lady. Look at the video yourself. You can see Gary not saying one curse word and then saying, get away from me, to that guy who was putting his finger in his face, who wanted an altercation, who wanted a fight, who was smiling right before this happened. You know, this is just a blatant attack on our movement, on our message of truth and love.
Well, we need to continue to hurt Rupert Murdoch, the lying scum. To prove that he lies, we have the his other paper, the Sunday Times, where they say that they stole the bag, assaulted the guy, when he was the one doing that, the member of parliament. I mean, it's unbelievable, Luke.
I mean, we're being attacked left and right. That's because we're winning. We're winning the minds of the American people. We're winning this info war. You know, we're winning. We're getting the truth out behind 9/11, and nothing is going to stop us.
They also won't ever say your name. And then they just put your name on whatever group it is they're wanting to demonize.
Yeah, they never did. The only time the mainstream media ever said We Are Change was in Vancouver, Canada, without We Are Change chapter up there, but they never in the United States.
Stay there. It doesn't matter. We're proving them the terrorists. It doesn't matter.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open.
you will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I was going to have Officer Jack McClam, the most highly decorated police officer in Phoenix, Arizona history, on with us for the full hour to talk about how the police now admit that they're doing martial law, live-action drills, swarming citizens, arresting hundreds of people, giving out thousands of parking tickets, saying that it's terrorism. We have billboards and signs and news articles. Police everywhere are now saying crime is terror, and then you don't get due process. But we're going to talk about that in the second half of this hour with him. In the first half of this hour, when he joins us in the next segment, let's go ahead and get him online. I want him to be able to talk to Gary Tallis, who got set up in New York, Diane Libson and Luke Radowski. But Diane Libson, I appreciate you holding while Gary and I and Luke were covering what happened. For stations that just joined us, New York Post, Fox News, they're all reporting the headline, Bush Basher Smashes Disabled Teen. Smashes. And then it just says that he brutally assaulted her like some type of wild vampire in her wheelchair. None of that's on the video, up to the point they smash the camera. They assault him. All the witnesses saw this. And we're going to get the CCTV camera. And the fact that the police would frame him. I mean, we have Luke with the police coming up saying he's got bombs and saying, we know you don't have bombs, but we're going to say you do. I mean, they now frame you on video. And the neocons are on these horrible sites like Free Republic and Michelle Malkin. I'm a conservative, you're not, and calling us liberals. And they're lying scum. They're calling for Gary. You know, they're saying hunt him down, attack him, kill him, beat him, hire the mafia. I mean, it's just they. And then we go to their site and say, hey, here's the video. And they just laugh and say, oh, you're scared now. And then Michelle Malkin says we need to be put in camps. And, I mean, they want our blood, folks. They hate this country. They are scum. And going to Diane Libson. Diane, what do you think of this? You were an eyewitness to all this.
I think that it just shows how desperate the Rupert Murdoch and media is, that they would accuse Gary of doing something that the lowest thug would not do. This is completely outrageous. Who, you know, stop and think about it. Would anybody really do something like that?
You know, that's a good point. This is like the fake CIA nerve gas puppy video they put out. It's like the fake incubator testimony, which they admit is fake, Saddam throwing babies out of incubators. But, I mean, this plays to the lowest common denominator.
Yes, and also, I witnessed this man's wife trying to tell her husband to stop beating up Gary. Now, if Gary had really assaulted this man's daughter, their daughter, she would not be asking her husband to stop beating Gary up.
Well, I want to go ahead and have this go to court. I don't want them to just drop this or have him plea out for, you know, for a misdemeanor. I want to make a big issue out of this. We'll make sure the money gets up there. We'll make sure we get the right lawyers. We just raised Selly like 10 grand. I want to thank the listeners for that. Selly Costello, I hope he gets it all. I'm sure he will. You know, the bottom line here is that it's just incredible. We need to put her on the stand, put him on the stand, and then Michelle Malkin, Free Republic, Fox News, they all need to be sued. They are attacking us and then lying about us. This is classic injustice, is it not?
I'm just glad that Gary's not alone in this. I'm glad that Gary has a national movement and people who are concerned about him, because it's the people who are alone that they really prey on.
Well, in a nutshell, we're about to go to break, come back with Officer Jack McClam. When we come back, and try to back off your phone. It's a little overdriven, Diane. We really appreciate you spending time with us. In 5 minutes when we get back, tell Jack McClam what you witnessed, what you saw happen. Then I want to get Officer Jack McClam, who's a real police officer, who makes our officers look good, not bad, get his take on this high treason. And then we'll get more from German Talis, known as Gary, and Luke Radowski, wearechange.org. We are under attack, ladies and gentlemen. We have them on video with the police saying to Luke, we're going to frame you with bombs. Saying on video with their faces, we're going to frame you. They think framing is that normal.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory tests proving our technology at tryfreshair.com/safehome. Reduce airborne allergens and up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not about a young man who's 145 pounds being attacked by a 400-plus pound man, 6'5", you know, probably 500 pounds, who's tied in with New York construction and the mayor and the World Trade Centers and the rest of it. We've confirmed that. Big construction deals, big Bush minion, Giuliani contributor. This is about frame-ups. When I was arrested in New York, didn't resist the police. When I got down to the precinct, they said, what's he here for? And the police all laughed and said he hit a cop. And they were setting me up, and I told them, look, I'm going to sue you. There's video of this. Please don't do it. Have some humanity. They dropped that. We have video of them walking up to Luke with police on video for standing with a sign saying World Trade Center 7 was a controlled demolition. And they say, Larry Silverstein doesn't like you being here. We're going to say you got a bomb, and you'll go to jail for 30 days before they find out you're not. And then the thugs order the police to grab his camera. They grab it from him, but then for some reason they give it back and tell him to leave. I mean, it is Jack McClam, founder of Police and Military Against the New World Order, now around for almost 30 years. Your organization, most decorated police officer in Phoenix, Arizona history, cop of the year twice. until you found out about government drug dealing and violations of the Bill of Rights and the rest of it went public. How do these police, more and more, we know all officers and all departments aren't like this, but more and more it's happening. You know, Dallas police throwing bags of chalk and nice cars and taking them, saying it's cocaine. How, I mean, I know they're criminals, but how do they just frame innocent people over and over and over again? I mean, this is just amazing.
Well, brother, they're being trained that way. I was a academy instructor for 5 years, and I saw this coming in, that not only were they separating the police officers psychologically from the public by telling them that if you ever need help, a citizen will never help you, you can only trust other officers, but they were psychologically training them in the end justifies the means political philosophy. In other words, you can do anything at all, even criminal, as long as it promotes the end that you're after. And so I saw that before I was injured in the line of duty and had to take a medical retirement. And also, brother, we saw, myself and other officers, were watching the most insidious, the most criminal, the most evil officers being promoted up to the ranks, to the top of the department.
Here's an example. I have a friend who's a nice guy, no criminal record, manages a Home Depot. He's paralyzed from the chest down. And I had friends that went to the court case and saw the squad car video. He walks up and he says, "What are these?" And he says, "They're my hand controls." And the guy, you know, looks like he's in good shape. And the cop says, "Get out of the car." And he said, "Okay, I got to get my wheelchair out of the back. My wife has to get it." And he said, "I said, get out." And he literally grabs him. The guy's got huge arms, huge neck, you know, seething with we all know what.
Yeah.
He drags him out, slams him, beats him, you know, breaks things. And then he got promoted to commander.
That's right after. That's right, brother. The criminals at the very top of our government want criminal judges. And so if you're a prosecutor and prove that you're willing to shoot your mother for a nickel and take bets on which way she'll fall, do anything criminal, you get promoted up to the judgeships. That's what Johnny Satan Sutton is trying to do, impress Bush enough to get a judgeship by running our Border Patrol agents into prison, railroading them. And we saw that in the Phoenix Police Department. Our chief of police was a murderer and got away with it. Ruben Ortega, Chief Ruben Ortega, was a murderer, and he got away with it, and he promoted up through the ranks, the most evil, the most criminal police officers he could find, because at the very top of the system, the federal and even at the governorships of the states, they promote the most evil, most corrupt, and most criminal politicians.
Now, that's judges. Not just so they're criminals and will follow orders and do bad things. It's so if they ever need to burn them, they've also got dirt on them.
Right. Oh, yes. That's very true. Yeah, like they've just done to that one guy.
Okay, well, I want to bring up one lady. They've got three witnesses. She had a still camera, got a photo of them, of the cops having to restrain this huge individual who attacked him. And I want to bring up Diane Libson, who is one of the witnesses to what happened. Diane, in a nutshell, tell Officer Jack McClam what you witnessed and then now what the media is saying.
Okay, there was a small knot of people waiting for Barbara and Jenna Bush to come out of the 92nd Street Y. It was on a side entrance. Gary was exercising his right of free speech. He was talking to the crowd, and the crowd was rather hostile to him. But the most hostile was this man, I guess, in the blue jacket, who made threatening gestures at Gary, at one point even cocking his fist at Gary, and he had this sick little smile on his face, like he wanted violence. So then the Barbara and Jenna Bush got into their car. As they're walking into the waiting van, Gary mentioned something about 9/11 to him. Of course, he had to shout because they were, you know, we couldn't get that close to them. Okay, now it's all over and everybody's kind of like walking away up the street. And I noticed that this man, instead of walking straight up the street, he's veering into the building where Gary is. Next thing I know, this man is shouting that Gary has touched his daughter, and he's pummeling Gary. He's pummeling Gary, you know, quite, He got in a lot of blows, and I did not see Gary be able to defend himself at all. He had Gary in a corner, like a doorway, so that Gary was kind of pinned in there. And, you know, I don't think Gary would have even had a chance to, like, you know, have the momentum to even be able to defend himself. This man's wife is saying to her husband, stop, stop, stop. So, of course, that, you know, that totally contradicts the story that she later told. Finally, the cops came. You know, within a pretty short period of time, the cops came. I noticed that the young lady in the wheelchair was hysterically crying. The cops, they take Gary, you know, they handcuff Gary. I made it down to the precinct within about half an hour or 40 minutes of this event, and I see the man who assaulted Gary. He's in the lobby of the precinct, not back where Gary is, but he's in the lobby. The police are taking photos of him. He looked unharmed to me. I did not see any mark on him. The police are taking several photos of him. It felt like they were kind of sympathetic to him. That was just a subjective impression. And then this guy was free to go. You know, I waited 2.5 hours. I came in and I said I wanted to make a statement. They told me to wait. 2.5 hours later, they told me I couldn't make a statement. That's pretty much it.
Well, I suspect, as many times it's the case, that this big guy was an undercover cop there to promote some kind of violence or so forth, because they do that all the time in our gatherings. I was fired. One of the reasons, I was the most highly decorated officer, but I was also the most fired officer in the Phoenix Police Department, and one of the reasons was because I refused to go along with the fact that the new policy was that if you had a patriot get out of his car on a traffic stop or something, one of the cops there would fall down and faint like he had been pushed, and now they can charge the patriot with a felony of pushing down the police officer.
Let's be clear, you were told to frame people.
Yeah, told to frame people, that's right. And things like you'd have a gun in your car out in plain sight, and when they pull you over, if they didn't like you, if you're one of these patriots, Christian patriots or something, they would say to themselves, and I was there, okay, we're going to say his jacket was under his gun and get him for a felony of carrying this gun concealed. And I'd say, no, you're not going to do that, because I'm going to tell, you know, I'm going to expose you if you do these things. And of course, that led to one of my firings. And so today, this has been 20 years ago since I was a cop. So today, it's just, as I've seen and talked to police officers all across this country, it's just totally out of hand now that they've got the real criminals in uniform across America, and especially...
But Jack, I mean, here's the question. How would a cop feel good about pulling a citizen over in Arizona, where as long as you have the gun out, it's legal?
Uh-huh.
How do they all day and all night ruin lives with such enjoyment?
Well, it's the end justifies the means political philosophy that we're taught in the police academies, that we have to stop criminality, we have to stop the citizens. It's all the citizens' fault that crime is going up. They're out of control. We're here to control them. Our job is to control them. And sometimes we're going to be asked to do things you won't like to do,
Jack,
you won't want to do, but you have to do it, even if it's criminal, to stop this kind of corrosion of our system.
Now I've got Gary here with us. What advice do you have Gary in this process? Obviously, get the CCTV cameras. What else?
Yes, he needs a very good attorney, because what they're going to try to do, the criminal judges are promoted, too, on how criminal they are. They have them practice as a prosecutor, and they see if they're criminal enough and evil enough, and then they make them a judge. The judge is going to try to not allow that evidence in. So you need a very good attorney that's not going to side with the Bar Association and the judge for his career potential. And we do have some of these attorneys around the country that are brave enough to stand up to the criminal judge and the criminal prosecutor and fight for the client, and most of them will not. They want to be promoted up to judgeships themselves, so they're not going to go hard against the judge or the prosecutor in these cases when they try to throw out that evidence that you try to present, the, you know, the camera,
okay,
the tapes and so forth.
Stay there, Jack McClam. I want to come back in a final segment with Gary and Luke. Luke has now gone and confronted Lynn Cheney last night. And also, we've got another one of the BBC reporters that reported Building 7 was blown up before it fell. They've now been confronted by We Are Change England. We're playing the audio of that. It's up on Infowars.com right now. So much more coming up. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flash. vanishing chance at bliss. Another kiss.
Luke Radowski, the person, of course, is being persecuted, Gary. You've got witnesses. You've got video up in the time he knocks it out of your hand. Go get the closed circuit TV. I wouldn't even wait to try to get a subpoena. I would just go to the places and ask to look at it and be friendly. Just amazing. Do you have any questions or anything for Jack McClam, because he's an expert on these type of issues, Gary or Luke?
Well, I guess it's all up to me getting a good attorney, and I have to do a lot of research. I think I have some information regarding this guy's criminal background. He has money laundering on his record, and he was involved in some city scandal. I just didn't have.
Let's say this: a guy by the same name who fits the description is that's in Associated Press, it's in New York Daily News, and that we're investigating now.
Right. It seems like open and shut case, but it's basically up to the attorney's, you know, style of presenting the evidence, which points to a clear frame-up.
Jack McClam, how do you think this went? The cops just say this guy shouldn't protest, and that's not American, so we're going to frame him? I mean, how does that – you get beat up and you get framed?
Well, all the officers are going to lie on the witness stand and say that he threw a punch at him or tried to kick him or something in order for them to get away with beating him. I just want to say to these young men, gallant young men there, that if you can't get a great attorney to work with you, get one out of the state, because what we found is the state attorneys all go to the same clubs, many times the Masonic Lodge with the judges, and they're all buddies, and the prosecutors and defense attorneys. And so you definitely, if you can, get one out of the state that has a license to practice in your state, so they're not a part of the good old boys club there. And also do a background check on this guy, who I suspect is a government agent that is the one that attacked him, you know, and that would be good if you could get that information to prove that he was a government agent.
You have no idea, Jack. We're not even going to say what we've already found on him.
Oh, okay. Good, good.
It's, and I believe the whole thing was a setup. They'd publicized that they were going to be there.
Yes.
And it's following an M.O. It's Rupert Murdoch papers lying, yes, with staged events where We Are Change gets attacked. This is the second one in 1 week. Luke, there's no doubt that the second one in 1 week, the same M.O. being attacked, they are really scared of you guys.
They really are, and they have every reason to be scared of us, because we're exposing their lie. And when we get rid of that lie, we have everything. They have everything to lose, and that's why we're going to keep it up, and that's why we're doubling our efforts, and that's why we got Gary Hart yesterday, and that's why we got Lynn Cheney yesterday, and we confronted both of them, and we're not going to stop. And that's why We Are Change UK just confronted the guy who reported on Building 7 being demolished 20 minutes before it was even demolished.
That's right. Yes.
And the reporter is now saying it is suspicious.
It is suspicious, and it's just crazy about how these people are liars. The mainstream media is lying. Gary did not curse.
And folks,
Gary,
let's be clear. Let's be clear here. We're not just saying they're liars. I mean, they're not just liars. They're liars that want to put innocent men in prison. Go ahead, Luke.
That's exactly what they're trying to do, and it's not going to work because we have the truth on our side. Look at the video yourself. Gary did not curse once. He told the guy to back off him. The guy keeps attacking him. And then it was not even reported by the NYPD that Gary assaulted a girl in a wheelchair. They got that all on their own. That was not even the case in the beginning. Where did they even come up with that? Who would hit a girl in a wheelchair, a disabled girl? That's the most sickening thing I ever heard in my life. I mean, this is just ridiculous what they're trying to set us up with. I mean, we're a nonviolent organization.
Jack,
we never curse. We're peaceful. And they're saying we hit a girl in a wheelchair. What kind of person would hit a girl in a wheelchair? This
well,
is
it doesn't matter. You have him.
I've ever heard in my life.
You have him assaulting the camera and breaking it, and then the rest, and you have witnesses. Jack McClam, you were going to say something?
Yes, I do know that you may not attack that woman in a wheelchair, but the government has promoted these police officers up to where they will. They will assault her. So they make up these lies.
Stay there, Jack. I want to finish up on the other side with all three of our other guests, and we're going to hold you over and get into these martial law drills. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. It's the one, the only GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's spyville.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
All right, Jack McClam is our guest. Police and Military Against the New World Order. We'll tell you about his radio show here on the network weeknights. Also about his powerful website. A lot of cops out there have probably been given Vampire Killer 2000, CD-ROM books, or the printouts. This is where they came from. Tyranny always comes to your door in a uniform. It can either be the best thing in your society, having good police, or it can be the worst thing, and generally it's the worst thing. And I hope the officers know you're having eugenics programs carried out against you. You're being poisoned in the water. You're being sprayed. You're being used. And I know a lot of cops are actually fans of the show and know the truth, but a lot of other ones are just these power-mad psychopaths, and they're recruiting them, as Jack said. In closing, with Gary Tallis, who was assaulted and set up and framed, Diane Libson and Luke Radowski. Each of you, a two-minute closing statement. I appreciate all your time. Diane Libson?
I would like to, for this person who assaulted Gary, to know that the New World Order does not care about his handicapped daughter, and the New World Order will sacrifice his handicapped daughter. I want him to know who he's defending.
Absolutely. That's a good point. Anything else, Diane, you want to make about what's happened here?
I guess I just want to thank you for having Gary on, and I want to thank anyone who helped Gary to fight this outrageous charge.
Well, we appreciate your courage. You know, we see the evidence of tyranny in the newspapers. We read about it in legislation. But I challenge listeners, go out there like Diane and others have done. See it for yourself up close. Be persecuted. I mean, as Jesus said, it's a blessing. You really discover just how real it is. Jack is, I mean, can you elaborate on that point before we go to Gary and Luke and finish up with them? And then, of course, pray for Gary, as his full name is German Talis. Because, I mean, you need to get out there on the streets to really experience it. I think a lot of people living in their houses, on their couches, have never really experienced this. They don't know how it's growing. How important is really experiencing this, Jack?
Well, it's very, very much so, brother, because if you're not being persecuted at this time in our society, you better check your parameters, because you're not getting the right things done. As God said in Matthew 5:11, blessed are ye when men revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil things against you falsely for my sake. So if you're not being persecuted at this time, you better check to see what you're doing, because anybody that's doing what God wants them to do at this time is going to have people, even their own family members, coming against them. And so I'm honored to know these guys there, and I would ask any attorneys out there listening to this program to please get a hold of them. If you can be unbiased and not side with the Bar Association and so forth, please get a hold of them, because they need some good attorneys that can go up against the evil judge and the evil prosecutor that are going to try to hold their evidence out of the jury seeing that evidence.
Absolutely. Diane Libson, thank you for your eyewitness testimony. Thank you for the photos you took of the police restraining the madman. Thank you for joining us. Let's go to Luke for a final statement, and then one from Gary.
I just wanted to say that this is an outright lie. It's slander and libel, what the provocateur attack on us is really. And it's just trying to destroy our name and our message and everything we've done for all 9/11 victims' family members, and all 9/11 sick and dying first responders, which we have been working tirelessly for. This is an outright lie. This is an outright slander. This, we will not be stopped. This will not work. This, the truth is on our side. We have everything.
By the way, the listeners of this show are the main contributors to WeAreChange.org. I went to New York last year, paid for everything on my side, and, you know, helped contribute the $14,000 to the Feel Good Foundation. He's even given his own kidney. He lives in a tiny little hovel, John Feel. He gave a kidney to a first responder. He is a first responder, just a wonderful person. And so We Are Change paid for the buses to take them to congressional hearings. And then you saw the result of those. EPA comes out and says, the judges say Christina Todd Whitman knew it was deadly, but that she's immune. Bloomberg just admitted the people are dead and dying and being poisoned. And so Bloomberg has finally said they should be taken care of. That's a major victory, Luke. The majority
started those congressional hearings by confronting Dennis Kucinich, who was a presidential candidate, with David Miller, who was a sick and dying first responder. Dennis Kucinich heard us out, and now he's starting congressional hearings.
But what did you get? What do you get instead? You get slobs and corrupt cops coming over saying they're going to plant bombs on you and laughing at you. I mean, Jack McClan, this is disgusting, isn't it?
It's the status quo today. Sadly, when I was on the police force, they started, I was real close to the recruiting area because I was academy instructor, and they started screening out Christians. Anybody with high moral values, they would screen out of the recruitment process. And I had a lot to do with that, because I was a born-again Christian and refused flat out to do anything immoral or unlawful are unconstitutional. And so that's right there in the Phoenix Police Department. They started ruling out anybody with a high moral character. They wouldn't hire them. So it's sad, but that's the status quo today.
And by the way, we're getting some feedback there. By the way, they also trick the officers. They say, you're a good man, aren't you? Would you do this to your wife, your children? They have them answer that 600-and-something question psychological evaluation that catches them in lies, that really finds out your true moral compass. And, I mean, I had the head of the Texas, he retired shortly after, the head of the Texas Federal Marshals, the whole division, it's actually several states, the area, and he told me, he said, don't become a cop unless you're a criminal. Now, that was in 1994 when I was in college, Jack. Why would the friends of my dad's patient, why would he ask me to come to the office when he heard that I was thinking about becoming a cop? It was just one of the things I was thinking about. Why would he ask that I meet with him and then spend 5 minutes with me telling me, don't become an officer unless you're a criminal? Why would he do that, Jack?
Well, I was injured in the line of duty in 86 and took a medical retirement, and it was going that way at that time. They were hiring criminals off the street to be cops. And so in 80 or 94, brother, I guess it's just showing what we know today to be true, that if you're a good, moral, upstanding person, you're not going to do well in law enforcement today. Now, let me say this. We have some thousands and thousands of good, moral, upstanding cops, but they don't go anywhere. They stay patrolmen. They don't get promoted. And it's sad, but that's the truth of the matter.
Well, you can see it. I'll go to events, doesn't matter black, white, Hispanic, Asian, and the, you know, it seems even like the handsome, smart, friendly, smiley, you know, you can see the intelligence in their eyes. You can talk to them. They're patrolmen. And then it's a bunch of, on average, fat, crazy-looking, gang member-ish guys on top.
Yes, that's right. And that's what it is. I went to lunch with my dear wife yesterday, and I'm sitting in there, and in walks the second in command of our sheriff's department here in Idaho County, and he's got an earring in and tattoos up and down his arms, big, heavy guy. And, I mean, he looks just like a guy out of prison. And I was telling my wife about it. I said, man, if I were to guess, this guy's a felon, and and he's in the sheriff's department.
Well, we knew this 10 years ago, but now mainstream media admits this week, masses of felons in police departments and the military. That's who they're looking for.
That's what they're looking for. And, Alex, I was told by one of our intel people 6 months ago that the real president of the United States, Cheney, and his puppet, Boy George Bush, are bringing back hardcore mass-murdering mercenaries from Iraq that's just dressed up as Sunnis and blowing up Shiites and dressed up as Shiites and blowing up Sunnis in the community, killing them to start the civil war over there. And they're bringing them back, one for each county in America to be over the county, to rule over the county, even over the sheriff in these counties. Of course, nowadays they're making
That's what the fusion centers do, and they, quote, said a CIA operative who will secretly coordinate the county. That's mainstream news.
That's it. That's it. And that's these hardcore mass-murdering mercenaries they're bringing back, these special forces guys from 40 different nations.
And by the way, there are hundreds of videos of them just sitting off the road shooting families for fun. Don't say that's good. Jack, I want to finish up with you. I'm going to let our guests go. Luke, anything else you want to add before we go to Gary?
I just pray for all the people listening to get involved. I pray for those police officers to do the right thing. The time is now. Let's do it now or never.
All right. Thank you so much. You know what, Luke? Real fast, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You confronted Lynn Cheney. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I calmly walked up to her and I asked her if I could ask her a question. And then I said, I recently spoke to Norman Mineta, the former Secretary of Transportation. And on the morning of 9/11, he places you and Dick Cheney in the presidential bunker at 9:25 a.m. And at this point, she looked at me. You could see fear in her eyes, and she just started running away like a little coward.
later, I came back to her, and again, I was like, Miss Lynn, please, the 9/11 victims' family members deserve to know what happened in that bunker on the morning of 9/11. And she just looked at me, and she just looked away.
Well, Hamilton, the head of the committee, admits that it's true that Cheney was there and lied about it, and Norman Mineta's reported it, so we know they're lying. Luke,
and not only that, but you have Jason Burmes, who said yesterday because of Newsday that it was Dick Cheney who gave Rudolph Giuliani the warnings that the buildings were going to collapse.
Yeah, we've got that in the new film we're making.
Exactly, and this is just ridiculous. And she doesn't want to answer those questions. She ran away from my questions. Why wouldn't she just talk to me? Why wouldn't she just clear everything
now
up?
Now, listen, you're not suddenly confronting the Bush women because you're looking for trouble. They just happen to have come into New York, and I commend what you've done. But let me just tell you, you're playing with your life, Luke.
That's right.
They sent anthrax to the Inquirer just because they had them take photos of the daughters. Okay, I mean, I'm just telling you, this is one of the few things they will kill you in a New York minute. So I'm just going to tell you one more time, I'd stop it.
Yes.
All right, man, I'm following my heart here. I'm doing whatever my heart says is right.
I know. Well, I mean, I understand. Oh, look, Will, I commend what you're doing. I'm just saying they have these weird mafia rules where confronting the men is fine. Well, I mean, I'm going to pull the article up. Barbara Bush said 6 years ago, we have the, it's on InfoWars. I remember writing the story. It's written by me. And I don't write many. I've probably written 100, whereas Paul writes 100 a month. And it's her on Larry King Live. She said, I want to tell everybody out there watching, do anything to my daughters, report on them, talk about them, we're going to kill you. And Larry King goes, what do you mean we're going to kill you? And she goes, we're going to have you killed. So, I mean, they're criminals. They say on air, we'll kill you.
Right.
I mean, you remember that, Jack.
And they mean it, too. I mean, that's exactly right from the heart of these people. These people are Satanists, and they don't have any rules they live by but evil, pure evil.
And they're into these family bloodlines thing. It's the only thing they care about.
That's right.
So and look, I'm not saying you're bad. I just, as a friend, have to tell you again, kind of like, you know, you're in dangerous waters, and I'm saying, danger, Will Robinson, danger, danger. Just understand that.
Say, right, Luke. Yeah. Luke, we're proud of you, very proud of you, but be cautious when you're messing with the women of these men, because they will kill you for that. They truly will.
Yeah, Lynn Cheney is a known criminal, though. I mean,
I understand. Oh, no, I understand. And they are political. They're not doing political things. They don't see it like that. Listen, Jack, how many of their maids, how many of their butlers? I mean, they're always finding them dead in Kennebunkport, Maine, and Virginia,
sure.
And Georgia, and Florida. I mean, they kill their help all the time. You better,
well,
I'm just...
Yeah, they see things and hear things, and they have to get rid of them then, because these people are totally involved in criminal activity and evil and perversion and everything and child molestation and all those things, and these maids and servants see these things, and they have to be gotten rid of.
Mm-hmm.
Look, we're not preaching at you, Luke. We love you. We're just Danger Will Robinson, that's all.
All right, I'll take that.
All right, brother, keep it up. How long till the video of Lynn Cheney's up?
We're working on a lot of videos. I can't say, possibly next week.
All right, get some sleep, my friend. Amazing person, Luke Radowski. Look what he has started. Look what he has done, Jack. I mean, those guys are having a huge effect.
So honored to know him. I mean, it's just great. I love Americans that are activists and are willing to put it all on the line. Yes,
Gary.
Like you, Alex. Like you, for example.
Well, I love knowing you too, my friend. We're all together in this. Gary, final comments, the guy being set up by these criminals.
Yeah, so these guys are just actually, like, doing us a favor. They're the ones providing the fuel for us to actually keep going and exposing them. Without them doing this, we wouldn't be able to prove who they really are. And it's us having to be, you know, we have to be men and go through these situations in order to become stronger. And that is exactly even the point of Christianity. You have to pick up your cross, and you have to sacrifice yourself for a greater good. That's the only way you could grow in this world. And it's basic physics. What comes up must come down. These guys are coming down very hard. They know it. They live in the shadows. They live in the dark. They creep. They slime. And I shine light on them. They run away and scatter. And this is going to keep going. I mean, they could win for a little bit, but it's going to topple up on them. I mean, they themselves have different factions fighting with each other. They don't have any rules, and they're going to wind up destroying each other. And that's just a fact. Basically, we are very strong because they are very corrupt, and we're taking their power away from them, or we're turning it into something very positive.
and taking our country back, and they are petrified and they're scared.
Well, Jack, there is suddenly all over Austin and other cities I go to, anti-New World Order graffiti is everywhere. On people's houses, their cars, on people themselves. I wouldn't even call it graffiti. I'm seeing rebellion everywhere. I'm hearing it everywhere. And I do think the New World Order realizes that they've gone too far and that they have been revealed.
I think you're right, brother. They're running scared, and they're trying to get this next false flag bombing of America accomplished in probably three cities, it looks like, so that the people are absolutely fear-struck and will go along with martial law, and then it's all over. There's no Bill of Rights, no First Amendment, no nothing, and they're trying to push that as fast as they can so that we lose, you know. So I ask the people to pray constantly that God gives us more time and stays their hand and confounds them and doesn't allow them to pull off this next false flag bombing that'll put us immediately under martial law and end the First Amendment, because we're winning. And praise God, there's a more and more activists like this all the time rising up and taking on this Antichrist world government system, and it's scaring them to death. They're trying to move as fast as they can.
And some of us will lose the battles, but we're going to win the war with God's help in the end. We know that.
That's right. Amen. Yes.
They are going to fall. They are going to fail. And, Jack, you've got a lot of intel sources in military and in law enforcement. In the next segment, I want to get your analysis on what we're facing, what they're gearing up for, these martial law drills they're doing all over the country, calling all crime terror, randomly searching people on street corners. Gary, we're with you, my friend. Take care.
Thank you. God bless, Alex. I'm with you, too. We're with each other.
God bless you.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
not enough that they beat up a young man that didn't do anything but ask a question. They set him up and claimed he attacked somebody in a wheelchair. Big article up on PrisonPlanet.com. Neocons urge violence against framed activists. Right next to that story, outspoken Arizona senator questions 9/11 official version of events. We're going to be getting her on. Going to have Jack McClan with me a little bit into the next hour. Then we got William Lewis of Washington, You're Fired, popping back in. Joseph Stiglitz, Nobel Prize winner, popping in as well. Controversial historian Michael Hoffman, former Reuters writer. Wrote for a bunch of big publications. Going back to Jack. Jack, I know you probably saw it last week and the week before that, all over the country, we have the police press release, what they called terrorism sweeps. And then it says, they say, we were out fighting terrorists. That's anyone with drugs, guns, or traffic violations. And then it listed how they gave out thousands of different tickets to people. It was in the Tennessee papers, other papers. I saw it happening in Austin before I even saw it in the news and knew it was some type of sweep. What is going on here?
That was Operation Sudden Impact. And it's happening all over the country, Alex. We hear from our law enforcement people, federal, state, and local, here at our two police and military associations. And everything now is geared towards martial law and anti-terrorism.
By the way, the police are saying that in news articles.
Oh, yes, they are. And what this does in these news articles is
acclimate.
It keeps the terror fill. It keeps the terror in the minds of all Americans. And they say, oh, good, they're practicing anti-terrorism in our town and so forth, because it just scares them when they see that word terrorism, and they keep it in there, and the people seem to go along with it today. But, of course, more and more people are waking up, especially our soldiers, brother. We're hearing from more of our soldiers all the time that are really, really upset because they're supposed to be in Iraq, bringing freedom to the Iraqis, and their relatives, moms and dads and wives and all, are writing to them in Iraq and telling them how that we're losing our freedoms here, and they're locking us down under this anti-terrorism facade. And many of our soldiers are getting very, very upset about this.
Well, Jack, I mean, how obvious is it when it's 50 federal agencies in one city randomly searching cars and taking you to jail or giving you tickets, and then they put up billboards saying crime is terror? That's the newest thing. I mean, this whole attack pattern is for the people. The border's wide open, but cops are saying, line up against the wall, we're going to search you. And then all,
right.
I mean, it's just in your face.
That's very true, brother. It's a fraud, and it's a fake, because as you know, our own government blew us up on 9/11. That and the Mossad, the CIA and the Mossad are the ones that did it, put that together. And it's amazing how they're using all of this to put us under martial law as we speak, without even saying you're under martial law. We're coming under martial law.
That's right. We're getting nighttime curfews for adults all over. Stay there, Jack. I want to get your take on Rush Limbaugh. He has come out and called for riots. We have an audio clip. Jack McClan, Police and Military Against the New World Order. We'll give you his website, his radio show, of course, his weeknights here on the Genesis Network as well.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open.
you will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Jack's been with us about 15 minutes into the hour. Then we got William Lewis popping in because I wanted to finish breaking down his amazing new film, Washington, You're Fired, available at InfoWars.com. But Jack, let me just play the Rush Limbaugh. By the way, NBC, ABC, here's their headlines. Rush Limbaugh calling for riots in Denver. Go ahead and play this audio.
Of Carolina. Look, here's the key. Let me try to explain the thinking here in the operations manual for Operation Chaos. And let's not forget what this is about. This is not about securing the nomination for either one of these two. Because I think you suck, Commander-in-Chief U.S. Operation Chaos, think McCain can beat either one of them precisely because of Operation Chaos. They have both been bloody. They're both in the gutter. The bloom's off the rose of Obama. Half the country hates Hillary. We don't now want to reverse course Operation Chaos and secure the nomination for Obama and have this end. We want this to go on. We want the superdelegates to have to make this decision, not the voters of the Democrat Party. This is about chaos. This is why it's called Operation Chaos. It's not called Operation Save Hillary. It's not called Operation Nominate Obama. It's called Operation Chaos. The dream end, I mean, if people say, what's your exit strategy? The dream end of this is that this keeps up to the convention. And we have a replay of Chicago 1968 with burning cars, protests, fires, literal riots, and all of that. That's the objective here. And there has been nothing that's happened on the battlefield.
All right, stop. He just goes on. Now, a bunch of people, I looked at the number, what, six? It's here in my stack. People died during those. Nixon wanted to then in the 70s bomb the RNC to get martial law. That's now on Frontline. I mean, I knew this decades ago, but now it's on the news. Recreate 68 has subgroups that say throw blood on cops, attack other people, break cameras, wear armor. They're linked back to big foundation groups that have staged this before. Jack, when we have the left and the right in the stage paradigm wanting riots there, that'll really be used to crack down on further free speech. What's your analysis of what you just heard?
Yes, they want chaos. As you know, Alex, we've known for a long time that their whole point is to bring chaos, and they can crack down more and more and more in the people. Many times using the controlled press to tell them how bad it was and how many people were killed and injured and everything, the people will acquiesce many times to the crackdown. So it's out of chaos comes their new world order. So they want as much chaos as possible, and Rush Limbaugh is a part of this globalist antichrist movement.
And I want to add, if there are bombings, deaths, killings, he's not going to get in trouble. If you or I got on air and said, we need riots...
Right.
Or we need to attack police like these leftists are saying, we'd be arrested and we should be. Because that's not free speech. That's calling for crime.
That's it. Yes. And that's what he does, is try to stir up problems and to cause chaos. And if he's successful, then he gets attaboys. You know, good boy, good boy. And he's hoping. And these guys are so foolish, Alex. The police officers, the soldiers, the Rush Limbaughs, they think they're going to be part of the super rich in this world, the caste system of the super rich and the super poor, but they're fools. They are not. They're going to be slaves, just like the rest of us that aren't super rich, that have $50 billion to $100 billion. You're not going to be part of the super rich, and whatever money you have, Rush Limbaugh, you're going to have taken from you because you're going to be part of the super poor. And they'll keep doing, having him do what he's doing, but he's going to be a slave as much as we are.
Well, it's been analyzed. Rush Limbaugh, with his $289 million contract and other payments, is paid more than his show makes. And it's all Defense Department funded. Literally, that's been analyzed. Just Google it if you want it. We'll be back with the final segment with Officer Jack McClam. Give you his contact info. Stay with us.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're free, and freedom is beautiful. And, you know, it'll take time to restore chaos and order, but we order out of chaos, but we will.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That is from American Dictators. That is President Bush saying restore order out of chaos. That is the main New World Order skull and bones motto. We've always told you that, and then Bush says it in a press conference. In case you missed it, here it is again.
You're free. And freedom is beautiful. And, you know, it'll take time to restore chaos and order. But we order out of chaos, but we will.
Well, there you have it. This type of stuff. That's just 15 seconds from the film American Dictators, documenting how they stage elections between controlling both sides. Jack McClam, in closing, and I want to get you back up in the near future. Really appreciate all your work. I do see bigger strides than I thought we'd even have, but I see the enemy just not caring now. I think it's out of fear they have to just move. And I'm just very upset in my spirit I have never been on this much on the edge of my seat, even before 9/11, and I went public and said, look out then. I think something really big is about to happen. I know they would have already staged more terror attacks. They would have already done more if we wouldn't have been exposing their false flag paradigm, their problem reaction solution, Hegelian dialectic. But I want the average cop to know that I'm not your enemy. I don't hate you because you got a uniform and you got authority. I'm tired of growing up and seeing the local sheriff deal the drugs and then send kids to jail who used it. And he later went to prison for that, by the way. You know, I grew up seeing bad stuff. I've seen hundreds of squad car videos of them framing people, beating them up. And it hurts my heart. I mean, I guess I'm a sap, but there's this thing of, it's not even something I was taught. I was taught it, of justice. You know, I mean, I guess watching the old Westerns, I thought that was reality. I mean, you know, I don't understand wanting to hurt innocent people. I don't understand wanting to set up people. I don't understand how you, and I know all cops don't do that. I mean, you know, I've run into nice cops when I was a teenager when I had beer with a date and they'd take the six-pack out and pour it out. You know, I'm not saying that they're all bad. I've had cops pull me over when I'm speeding and say, oh, Alex, don't speed, because I guess they like the show or whatever. You know, I'm not even saying that's a good thing. The point is that more and more they're scary. And I just am so sad. And, Jack, where do you see all this going?
Well, brother, they just about have total control of the system. They have their judges and prosecutors that are as criminal and serving evil as they are at the very top. They have their law enforcement people in position that are absolute criminals and many of them killers. And so we're going into this antichrist world government system that of the super rich and the super poor. And so and they're rushing it because they're scared to death that we may, with God's blessing, get Ron Paul in as president.
By the way, they've also are making, I mean, like 10 big announcements more this week admitting they're getting rid of the Internet.
Yes, that's right. The Internet's really hurting them bad.
Folks, you better appreciate this while you got it. You better spread the word about this show, these websites, what we do. I mean, this is amazing what's happening. I hope people treasure this.
Get all of those wonderful videos of Alex Jones, folks. Get a bunch of them and get them out, because I'm doing that with my family as we speak. And they're fantastic for waking people up, because it's all based on fact and evidence. And I'm using it with our police and soldiers because it is evidential and factual and based on reality. And so, but folks, do it now, because we may not have this ability in the near future to get this kind of information out. If they're successful with this next false flag bombing of three cities that they hope to pull off.
And that's the intel you're getting?
That's the intel we're getting, that if they're successful, and we're asking all of our listeners to pray that God will just shut them down and destroy them with double destruction like Daniel asked him to do and David asked him to do in the Bible, and he did it. Pray these imprecatory prayers that God just shut them down and destroy them with double destruction.
But here's the reason God...
If they even try to plan these false flag operations in America to put us under martial law. And God is in his heaven on his throne, Alex, and I think if enough of us do that, that God will grant us the blessing to go on and on and on.
I agree, and I mean, let me just stop you. People make fun of us for this, but George Washington literally did that, and it's not our histories, even the Hessian histories of him at Trenton with hundreds of guys shooting at him and the bullets just flying through his hat everywhere, going right through his coat.
Very true.
But the problem is everything the New World Order does touch goes to crap, but at the same time, maybe we deserve all this with 50 million abortions.
Well,
maybe we don't deserve it to be held back.
That's true, brother. The reason this is happening, of course, I read my Bible almost every night, and all throughout the history of the Bible, God's law and God's word, every time his people threw him out, like we've done in America, we've thrown God out of this nation or set back and let it happen, that God has brought his enemies upon his own people to destroy them and enslave them, and that's exactly what's happening now. So we better impress God right away so that he'll put his hand of protection back on America and grant us victory over his enemies. And he will do that if we will just turn back to 2 Chronicles 7:14.
My people, get
back on our knees and ask forgiveness.
Well, I agree with you, but I think people like Luke, when they're threatening to frame him with bombs and send him to prison, I think that does impress God, because I know the spirit of these young people. They're doing this for the right reason, and they're not even afraid of death, Jack. And I'm not either, but I'm a little bit older than them, and I don't want to die. I want to keep fighting the enemy, but if I have to, I'm ready to die. They just don't even care. And
Alex, let me share something with you. Very, very exciting. You may already know this, but my assistant Carol just went to Montana to meet with Ron Paul. And all across the nation, at the universities, believe it or not, they have these students for Ron Paul coming together. And they had 1,000-plus students there at the Montana University for Ron Paul. And it's really exciting to see these young people who have, most of them have Marxist college professors that try to turn them into New World Order citizens. But they're rebelling. And they're going and they're trying to work to help get Ron Paul in as president. They see him as the only solution to getting our leadership back in this nation. And so it's very exciting to see our police officers and soldiers waking up, as we hear from them here. And our students are beginning to wake up.
Absolutely. And Jack, I've got to leave it.
They're getting in college.
I've got to leave it right there. Yeah. But you're right. People say even if he doesn't win the presidency, this has been a gateway to wake up tens of millions of young people, and it's another great victory. Jack, fire out the website.
Okay, yes. Well, it's police and military against the new world order.com, and you put a hyphen between each word, police and military against the new world order.com, or try this. Now, the feds took down my website about a month ago after they railroaded my webmaster into prison. For, you know, Chris Jones that snuck into Bohemian Grove and took pictures, and they've now...
Is it okay to talk about that? I thought he'd want that on air.
Yeah, it's okay to talk about
it. Well, then I may do that at a later date. I need to talk to him before he goes to prison. Yeah, they did set him up for going in.
He's in jail right now, and today is his sentencing, so I would ask the people to pray for Chris Jones that the judge will just let him out. A lot of us have written letters to the judge.
Yeah, folks, for those that don't know, his name wasn't Kyle. It was Chris Jones, and they arrested him and said, boy, we're setting you up because you went in there. And people joke about me doing this stuff or say it was staged. This is real. You don't know about most of the casualties because people don't want you to know. We don't like you to, you know, to know that the enemy does hit us and hit us hard. But I'm going to have you back on soon, Jack. We will talk to you very, very soon. And you're on weeknights here. Central, tell folks what time.
Yes, it's Pacific time, 5 to 6 p.m. each night, 5 nights a week. On Genesis Communication Network.
All right, Jack. Well, I want to get you back up soon. God bless you.
Okay, God bless you for all you do for all America and my 9 grandchildren, too. Alex, I love you dearly, brother.
Love you, too, Jack. Take care. I apologize to William Lewis for getting him on 15 minutes late, but I'm just going to have him up. I meant to have him up for a full hour today, and I noticed he was only set up for 30 minutes because the show is so jam-packed. We've got a Nobel Prize winner coming up in the middle of the fourth hour. But his film is just so amazing that this will be a little 5-minute plug. And then we've got a journalist historian coming on about some important issues. But Washington, You're Fired, a film about political change in D.C., is just so well done, and it's so effective. It really is the new freedom to fascism is what I call it. You know, the heir apparent to that. We're carrying it at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Bridgestone Media Group presents a William Lewis film, Washington, You're Fired. And I just want to get this movie out to everybody, just like American Drug War we're carrying that I consulted on that I'm in that isn't even available yet. We have it first. Only place to get it, American Drug War at Infowars.com. William, we're about to break, but just in a nutshell, tell us about American Drug War. Do we have William there?
Yeah, this is William, but I might not be the expert on American Drug War.
No, but I mean, Washington, You're Fired. I was just plugging American Drug War, too.
All right. Well, I mean, Washington You're Fired is basically a culmination. It took about 2 years to put all this together, but it's a culmination of all the last 7 or 8 years of spy bills compounded on top of each other, how they relate to each other, what civil liberties they affect, and what the people can do after they watch the movie to help, you know, have some of these things taken off of the books or to prevent them from being passed in the House in the first place.
That's right. They all tie together in Washington You're Fired, a film about political change in D.C. They all tie together. And now they just admit, we're listening to all of you, no more Fourth Amendment. The Supreme Court just ruled no more Fourth Amendment. I mean, this is pure tyranny. William Lewis, stay there.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer is Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store or online today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the new world order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency high-brix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Why the unions are big businessmen and they're going out like a dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, then they want to grow it on the moon.
This is a short segment with William Lewis. The film, Washington, You're Fired, available at InfoWars.com right now. We jam-packed guests this week. We don't get him up for a full hour next week. He's gotten his film aired on the Free Speech TV network, on Dish Network. It aired throughout the weekend. He is getting into a big film festival in the next few weeks. We just love the success of all these Patriot films, and this is one of the best ones I've seen. It's, again, I would liken it to a Freedom to Fascism, but then it's got a bunch of solutions and just amazing. In the 4 minutes we've got left here, William Lewis, just I want my listeners to all buy the film right now. I want them to get the DVD at InfoWars.com. I want them to have parties, show it to their neighbors. This is something that reaches out to everybody. It's really done in a mainstream way, but also hard-hitting. Gives them the big picture. Tell us in a nutshell about Washington, You're Fired.
Well, in a nutshell, you'll note that there are other documentaries out there, and I'm not talking about yours, of course, because yours are great, but I'm saying that there are other documentaries out there that may not present solutions to the audience, action items, things for them to go out and do and actually combat what we're talking about. And I think that's the real difference here, is we're seeing a lot of people buying this because they can show it to their friends, and not only does it convince their friends of what's going on, but it sort of lifts that veil of secrecy and doom and gloom and presents them with some solutions that they can go out and actively participate in themselves. And you know as well as I do, we've got to keep active no matter what you're doing, no matter whether you're showing this thing to friends, pulling it up on the internet, sending out the emails, blogging about it, whatever. All of that helps to spread the message. All of that brings awareness to the project. All of that helps, helps this movement, because that's what this is developing into, is a nationwide movement to restore the United States Constitution through our House of Representatives.
Continue.
In a nutshell.
Continue. I mean, break down how you tie together this grid they're building to really prove to people that they're butchering the Bill of Rights. Because you show, this is what the Bill of Rights says, this is how our country's always operated, now they're changing that illegally.
Well, the USA Patriot Act is a good example. People know that it's bad, and then the rest of the people out there, the other 95%, just support it because the president said it was, what we needed to protect the country. The law enforcement officers, everybody out there supports this USA Patriot Act, not even understanding that, first of all, it was drafted by Viet Dinh, who was a communist, and second of all, it's not even the original bill. It was switched at the last minute with the Viet Dinh communist version of the bill. So, I mean, this is a really good example of some information that people may not be all that aware of. The USA Patriot Act removed about six of our amendments to the Bill of Rights. That's a lot. And it didn't stop there. They continued with, we've got to remove habeas corpus. We've got to remove posse comitatus. We've got to invade your business records and your banking records and your medical privacy. I don't think that the American people have a really firm grasp that they are having every aspect of their right to privacy absolutely invaded, because that's what this is about.
And more than that, your film focuses heavily in on that. It also focuses in on all the other police state aspects of PDD 51 and the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. I mean, they're openly building FEMA camps. They're openly saying they're getting ready for martial law. Everything we warn people about with the guest we had and covert experts and secret documents 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years ago, it's all coming to fruition. They're bringing the crops in now. I mean, this is a massive program, and your film covers that.
Absolutely. And, we got a great outpouring from the showing that we had last week on, or it was this past weekend, on Free Speech TV, with people calling us up and just letting us know that they're going to support us and that they're going to get this information out there to other people. We love to hear from you. So, the phone calls and the emails, don't let that stop. Keep it up. And email your friends and tell them what's going on, because obviously this is a documentary that's, just a little different than some of the other ones we have to choose from out there.
Absolutely. William Lewis, I want to have you up for a full hour next week. I'm going to have my producer call you and do that. And we really appreciate the fine work you've done with Washington, You're Fired, a film about political change in D.C., available right now at InfoWars.com. We'll talk to you soon, William.
Thanks, Alex.
There goes William Lewis. Folks, get Washington, You're Fired, a film about political change in D.C. today. You need this video. We need everybody to see it. And this is great to wake up newcomers. And like he said, it's jam-packed with solutions. This is a film you need. Washington, you're fired. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer is Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store or online today.
We got Tex Mars in studio next week. First learned about Michael A. Hoffman's work from Tex about 12 years ago. Gave me some of his books. I've read quite a few of them. And he's only with us for an hour today. He'll be with us for 2 hours coming up in the next few months. I want to get him on because there's so many subjects and things he researches that I'm interested in. And he's actually a good researcher. He's actually a very gentlemanly, very intelligent, and focuses in on things that he can prove and documented and does it in a very even-handed way. A lot of people ask, why don't you have this person or that person on to talk about some of the same issues Mr. Hoffman does? I don't, because it's done so shoddily, and it's done so mindlessly that a lot of times those people, it turns out, are working for the other side. But we'll talk to Mr. Hoffman about a host of issues coming up here in just a few minutes. Before we do that, I want to invite all of the visitors to InfoWars.com to click on the banner for eFoodsDirect.com, the storable foods company up there at the top, our big sponsor. They've been a sponsor of the network for years. They've been one of my sponsors for a year. He was talking about food shortages then. We're not saying there won't be any food for you to eat, but we're saying food prices would explode and that some things would be hard to get, and that if there's a financial collapse, then you could not, you know, end up not having enough food. That's my main reason, is the financial threat of collapse that's coming up. But even if nothing bad happens, you were protected. You can sleep at night. That's why I've had Storable Foods for more than 10 years. And the place I go to get them is the J. Michael Stevens Group, eFoodsDirect.com or 1-800-409-5633. There's also fine folks like Interfood, the best green food I found out there, bar none. Two little scoops a day in your apple juice or orange juice tastes great in the juice. And you absorb all the nutrients that you really need. And it doesn't just pass through you like the hard vitamins. Great folks, 10% off all the Interfood products, including their main product, the Interfood itself, at InfoWars.com by linking through on that banner. You get an automatic 10% off buy in bulk. You get 20% on top of that. Or call toll-free 1-800. Let me give you the Interfood number. I'm about to give you the eFoods direct number there. Give the Interfood folks a call at 1-866-762-9238, 1-866-762-9238, or interfood.com. And then, of course, last but not least, for the sponsors that make this show possible, newvitality.com, huge, respected, mainline wellness organization, not with any magic cures or stuff that'll heal your cataracts or make your heart work like new in 1 hour. Look, I don't pitch stuff like that. They just got high quality, well-priced, super good, everything you can imagine, New Vitality. They've got the Aloe Ease Colon Cleanse. Aloe vera is very well-known for cleansing out your body. They got Super Beta Prostate, which is well-known herbs that shrink the prostate and help its overall health. 1-800-569-4056, 1-800-569-4056. Okay. We appreciate those sponsors. They literally make this show possible, and we appreciate you supporting them. Okay, going to our guest, I have researched a lot of the claims of Michael A. Hoffman, and he was educated at State University, New York College. He's a former reporter for the New York Bureau of the Associated Press and other publications, the author of several books and articles, including the UK-based magazine, 14 times, and he's moved from New York to Idaho in 1996. He now writes just on a whole host of subjects, the occults, the roots of Freemasonry, white slaves, you name it. We're going to be talking about some of that today with him. But like I said, I read other books by people similar to Mr. Hoffman, and it just turned out being kooky or lies or weird or exaggerated or... you know, just very vitriolic, very tribalistic, very isolated little niches who all fight with other camps that are even very similar to themselves. Looking at his stuff, I just found that it's very well researched, and that's why even mainstream people that don't like Hoffman have to admit that he's accurate. So that's why we've got him here, because he's serious, and we really appreciate him coming on. Mr. Hoffman, good to have you on with us.
Thank you, Alex. It's good to be here.
There's a lot to talk about today, a subject I've talked about because I've seen it in history books quite a bit, know quite a bit about it, but it seems like I tell the public about it and they think I'm lying. Then I read some of your writings about it on your site and some of the things you recommended, and it was even more pervasive than I thought, and that was white slaves. We never seem to hear about the white slaves. Let's start there, then get into the New World Order, the whole occult system, their twilight language, the things you discovered.
Well, the first thing about white slaves is we need to differentiate between the modern understanding of it and then the frame of reference that I'm dealing with. Most people, when they hear about white slavery, they think you're talking about prostitution. And that's, of course, a valid area of study. We know that the Israelis have a large slave market there for people who have been sexually enslaved. But that's not my bailiwick. What I'm concerned about is the enslavement of whites both in Great Britain and in colonial America. And you're absolutely right. This is an obscure, if not entirely unknown, theme in American history. The reasons for that are multifarious, but let's start at the beginning. At the beginning, you had a surplus population in England. Now, just the word surplus is a pejorative, because a population of white people should not be any kind of a problem. If you have a large population, you should be able to utilize them, especially in a wealthy country such as Great Britain. But there's no question that the theoreticians of predatory capitalism saw the poor whites as being a surplus. And the question was what to do with them.
Hence Australia, New Zealand, the U.S., Canada.
Yes, but we're going back to prior to the discovery and exploration of Canada and Australia, although Australia would become a white slave dumping ground after the American Revolution succeeded. But prior to that, when you saw the beginning of the enclosure laws, it started under Henry VIII as he began to take over the monastic lands and the lands that historically had represented the divide between the church and the king. And as he usurped that role for himself, you began to see avarice take hold in Great Britain as it seldom had in its past. And they began roping in and fencing in these large commons, as they were known, where...
Hyper-feudalism. There would be large areas around each town that people communally used, and they upped the feudalism and even took that.
Exactly, because feudalism, the term is also considered to be pejorative, but at least in the sense that the peasant in the Catholic Middle Ages of Great Britain was dressed in his own nice wool clothing. He had a sheep or a few sheep to raise. He had a standard of living that existed without usury and without inflation, and he was able to live a type of a life. Once predatory capitalism began to build, and it wasn't a sudden phenomenon, it was gradual, of course, and Henry VIII was himself conflicted about it. But we really see it come on with the victory of what I regard to be the predatory capitalists, which is the rise of the reign of Queen Elizabeth I. Now, she's a heroine in modern American media and in Europe and in the cinema and so forth, but there's a huge disparity between the documentary record on her and what the media portrays her as by these attractive actresses, and she's supposed to be sort of a free thinker, as she was nothing of the kind. But the enclosure laws really came into force under her, and they would continue to do so successively with each aristocratic regime that came to the fore in Great Britain. And what this meant was you needed a political theory to go along with it, to go along with how we were going to deal with these surplus whites who were being pushed off the land and driven into the cities, largely London. And from that, we can go back as far as Hyclet, who is called a geographer, but that's actually a euphemism for political scientist, and even more than that. But Hyclet is known to be a geographer, and he's the one that
And we
began...
see them to develop what we call eugenics today, and I'm going to see if you agree with this, and that literally the whole system they built, then you had the Malthusian view that came a little bit later about everything about the state controlling these horrible, dirty ruffians and exterminating them. Please continue.
Yes, Malthus, Reverend Thomas Malthus is at the turn of the 18th and beginning of the 19th centuries, but you're correct. Malthus was also part of this chain of transmission because what he was doing was he was saying that population is a problem. Now, what's unusual about that is usually when someone is talking about demographics and an enemy's demographics, they say, well, the enemy has too many people. But for a nation to regard its own people as an enemy, this is largely unprecedented in the West. And here we see a revolutionary break between what Western civilization had originally nurtured under Christianity and what was beginning to emerge with the rise of usury and predatory capitalism.
Now let me stop you. I want to be clear here. You're not a communist, from what I've read of yourself. You're explaining the different forms of capitalism, a strip mining of the society, a predator class where they feed on the lower population. You're saying this is a period of blooming of that mindset. We then have the Club of Rome 1993 document written by Richard N. Haass, reissued last year by the Council on Foreign Relations publicly. I don't know if you've seen this, Mr. Hoffman, but this is public. He says we must have a unifying order. Terrorism will be one branch and environmentalism the other, for the elite to use it and designate the world population as the enemy, humanity the enemy, with us the managers managing. It's incredible quotes. Have you seen those?
I have not, but what you're describing is basically a symptom, an extreme symptom of the final fulfillment of what I'm talking about in its mid-state of
gestation. Okay, please continue with the history. I appreciate it. Go ahead.
But Thomas Malthus in the late 18th century saw the surplus whites as being a problem. Now, he did not advocate birth control because Great Britain at that time was just too Christian. And contraception, as my late colleague Charles Proven pointed out, historically was seen as a form of, as equivalent to sodomy or abortion. So it was literally impossible for a clergyman to advocate contraception. So what he advocated was this complex system of celibacy and bachelorhood, which obviously wasn't going to work. But, and that wasn't
and
the
also
point of
crowding
his...
people together to, and spreading disease.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what was happening in London. But also in London from the Elizabethan age onward, the London mob, as it was called, had a revolutionary potential. Great Britain, to its credit, had no standing army, it had no police force, and there was a very thin line that stood between the ruling monarch and the people. And the London mob was an obstreperous and vigorous group of people. At any time, they were capable of overthrowing the government.
And that went back. That went back to the Magna Carta.
That went back to the Magna Carta. And so what we began to see was the criminalization of the white population of the major cities of Great Britain and Scotland as well, Scotland coming more to the fore in the 17th century, where you had, now people have asked me, what's the basis of the law here? The law here was ad hoc. The law was to take what we see with the New World Order in the United States today. It's to take one law and misapply it. And where I find the beginnings of white slave law, number one, in the enclosures, which drove them out, but the actual weaponization of the enclosures, that law relates to pressing or the press gangs. Once again, our media has dealt with this inadequately. They almost make it romantic. The sailors were forced onto the ships. And
yeah,
then
the press
they got
gangs. In. Well, and I want to be clear about this, because you have scientifically broken down and written about what I organically have recognized. They want to get you on welfare, get you in the psychiatric system, or get you in the criminal justice system, or get you in debt. The form of slavery you're talking about is what the British really invented in a modern sense, would be the debtor's prison where, oh, you, and now they're saying under Homeland Security, bad credit, you'll have a bad security rating. This is the new system where they create economic suppression to get control of you and then get you into the system by giving you some type of criminal designation.
Right, because what they did was they pauperized the yeomanry. The yeomanry were willing to work. They had worked for hundreds of years, sharing the commons, herding their sheep, and making at least a subsistence living. And then they were pauperized, forced into the city, and then labeled as criminals. And then you had the press gangs sweeping them up. And the press gangs operated in two ways. Initially, they operated to populate these very early settlements in North America. And then later on, they were used militarily to fill the ranks of the Army and the Navy. But it began with getting settlers to go to places like North America, which North America in the 17th century was regarded as an extremely hostile place. And, for example, I have traced back to some of the early English literature where a convict had a choice of being sentenced to transportation, that was the euphemism for white slavery, or to being hanged at Tyburn. And he said, I've already talked to people who have been transported. I've read some of the letters. I've heard about what happened to them. I would rather suffer suffocation at Tyburn gallows for a minute or two than a lifetime of slavery in the colonies. So here was a realization of two points. One, that it was a living death over there, and two, that it wasn't 7 years of indentured servitude polishing the master's silverware in the big house and then being released, as we're told. That applied more to indentured servitude, which was a separate system. We're talking about
chattel. In fact, mainline historians report that black slaves generally, because they were pure property, were better treated than white slaves, because the white slaves, you didn't even have to feed them. You could just let them die.
Yeah, the white slaves were treated much worse. We even have as recently as the 1840s and 50s, when Frederick Law Olmsted, the architect of Central Park, went down south, and wrote his classic work about his tour of the South. And he was watching a barge being loaded up with bales from a ship that had come in at the port of New Orleans. And he saw that the bales were being thrown recklessly down into the barge, and the white men who were stacking the bales were at risk of serious injury. And he asked the overseer what was going on, and he said, "Oh, they're just paddies," meaning Irishmen. He said, "They're not worth anything. We can always replace them." And Armstead asked him, "Well, what if they were blacks?" And he said, "Well, they cost us money. We would have had to take in much greater care." But, of course, when you're talking about slavery in America, Alex, you have to be careful because the situation changes dramatically from century to century.
That's right. They actually trick the whites to go along with it because they at least, quote, were above the blacks. And then it gets more sophisticated. Please continue.
But in the 17th century, you had even different crops that the white slaves had to work as opposed to the black slaves. The white slaves were working after they did the land clearing, and land clearing is the most onerous labor that you can engage in on the frontier, draining the swamps, cutting down trees with hand axes. And after all of that backbreaking labor was completed, then you had to tend to the tobacco crops and the sugar crops. The sugar mostly in the West Indies, the tobacco crops.
Yeah, the way they described the white slaves was it was like putting a goat out to mow your lawn. They would just throw them out and, hey, survive. You form something, then we'll move in behind you with the black slaves. Stay there. Michael Hoffman is our guest. Give you his website and a lot more. We're going to get into the occult globalist.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Yes, there is an in-AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's Night Skin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. Night Skin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try Night Skin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try Night Skin risk-free by calling 1-800-457-9914. Night Skin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try Night Skin risk-free today. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to get into some really serious subjects next 30 minutes with our guest. Then we've got the former chief economist, World Bank, Joseph Stiglitz, scheduled to be popping in. Talk about the economy. And you can't really have Mr. Hoffman on for just an hour, so we're going to have him up in the near future. Don't forget, for PrisonPlanet.tv members, you not only get the fourth hour of the radio show, which everybody can pick up, and we appreciate the listeners listening, but also you get the video cam that's already up and running right now, the live video cam, the guest cam, the document cam, internet cam, video feed cam, cam on me. Adds a whole other dimension. Then we archive that hour. Sometimes we do more than an hour of the fourth hour. We turn it on early. We archive that within 2 hours up on PrisonPlanet.tv for folks that are PrisonPlanet.tv members. And you can go sign up right now and be watching the video cam if you'd like to. Going back to Mr. Hoffman, just encapsulating this, then we'll get into the other subjects. This is just more of your study of how the elite control us. That's why they're the elite. I mean, they're into how to control societies, how to propagandize. The average person's into wanting to have a new coat or eat a big meal or have a girlfriend or go to the Bahamas once a year, or maybe just stay out of prison. And they rule over us. And next hour, I want to get into what their mindset is, what you believe they're planning, and how the whole Germanic death cult occultism ties in with the Kabbalistic mysticism of the Jews, because people all say it's either a totally Zionist thing or it's a Catholic thing, or from what I've studied, it's a satanic thing. But we'll get your whole analysis of that, sir. But finishing up with the white slaves.
Well, we were talking about their use initially in colonial America for land clearing and the stoop labor, and only afterwards were the blacks brought in. And, of course, I don't want to minimize in any way the pain, suffering, and hardship that black people endured as chattel slaves in America. The thing is that most of us are aware of that, and very few of us are aware of what the whites went through. When Congressman David Wilmot and the Free Soil Party threw its support behind Abraham Lincoln, the reason that they did so is that they were very worried that the southern plantation owners were going to put blacks and black slaves in Oregon and California, and they wanted to reserve the West for free white labor. And they called themselves, the Free Soil Party and Congressman David Wilmot, the Sons of Toil. And nowadays, when someone raises a shirt in a movie and shows whiplashes on his back, it's usually a black man who's been abused by a white overseer, Alex. But I can assure you, in colonial America, and I've documented it, that there were many hundreds of white men who also had those whiplashes on their back. And, of course, we know in the military and in the Navy, they received fatal whiplashings, up to 200 lashings.
Well, that's something that I got really into, just because it's so interesting, was the naval histories, the Napoleonic Wars, the sea battles, British naval history. And that was some of the big reforms in England that finally ended pressing, was that the midshipmen, the officers, would just, I think your cordless phone's cutting out there, my friend. If you've got a regular line, it'd be better. Would just walk around for no reason, beating people with whips, not just for cat or nine tail punishment. Go ahead.
Well, of course, the service in the Navy, which is especially the Napoleonic era Navy, which is made to be so very romantic now in movies like Master and Commander, you couldn't get guys to serve on those ships, so you had to press them in, and in order to maintain order and discipline, you had to use the lash. It's unfortunate in the film Master and Commander, which was otherwise a very well-done piece of cinema, that they passed over except for one brief conversation between the ship's doctor and the captain about how the fact that the crew there, between one-third and two-thirds of them, would have been press-ganged white slaves on board that ship. But my point I was trying to make earlier, Alex, was that white men and women in America are the sons and daughters of toil. And we
stay there, stay there. Back in 70 seconds with our guest. Fourth hour, straight ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official Fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions, and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Michael Hoffman, former reporter, New York Bureau of Associated Press, other major publications, award-winning historian, highly respected joint. Just to tell you about some of his books and his website. If you'd like to check it out or learn more, revisionisthistory.org is one of the sites. And we have links to that up on Infowars.com right now. Yeah, being a history buff, because it's so entertaining, I mean, I got into history because it's better than fiction. I mean, the slave ships, the beating the people, the killing the white slaves all over the U.S., all over Australia. You were allowed to kill them but not kill the black slaves. But see, they can't allow that out in the news because then whites and blacks wouldn't hate each other. Blacks wouldn't feel especially downtrodden and second class. Wouldn't imagine every white person was their slave owner when really a few percentage points of whites even own black slaves. Going back to Michael Hoffman, finishing up on this subject, then I want to get in to the roots of the New World Order, the occult empire, this amalgamation of groups, what you believe is at the heart of it, sir. Anything else you wanted to add about white slaves and bringing it up to modern times?
Well, I think that you're right about racial reconciliation. I believe that the people who are trying to harm blacks in America are the ones who are trying to establish some sort of genetic predisposition for enslavement and being passive in this way. And once you've done that, then you're controlling the minds of black people because you're giving them a permanent subservient status and a permanent stigma of racial resentment against the white master when that hasn't been the case. The very definition of the word slave comes from the root of the word Slav, because it was the Slavs of Eastern Europe and Russia who had been hereditary slaves for various economic and political reasons.
Well, if you read the Bible with the Israelites or the Romans or anybody else, there were slaves of every color.
There were slaves of every color, and when we get deeper into this subject, we will also talk about how the Midrash and Rabbi Moses Maimonides caused black people to be associated with Ham, and that the curse in Genesis on Ham was made a racial curse. And for those who know their Bible, they know, of course, that there is no racial component to the curse on Ham in Genesis.
That was used to kick off the transatlantic slave trade in the mid-1500s into the 1600s.
And provide the justification for it, yes.
Absolutely. Now, I want to be clear about this, because blacks feel victimized. They feel like a subgroup, and all whiteys must pay. Listen to Barack Obama's preacher, the blue-eyed devil. And if you look historically in numbers, there have been more white slaves than there have been black slaves. Now, again, this is the modern way of thinking. That doesn't lessen what happened to them. It's just like, again, if there's two bank robbers, you're not saying one's innocent and the other isn't. It's saying that this is a button they have installed in the psyche of blacks where the government, the nanny state, can play the part of the provider when really they're carrying out eugenics operations against them.
Well, you mentioned the elite and how the people who are not elite are mostly concerned with animal appetites, whereas the elite is concerned with control. But anyone who aspires to become elite or get into the elite, hopefully for benevolent reasons and not predatory ones, understands what maybe a lot of civil rights activists do not understand, that if you don't take responsibility for your life, if you don't blame your life on yourself or take credit for your achievements on yourself, you can't get ahead. You're psychologically crippled. And yet we see this covert mechanism in American society where blacks are told to blame others. That's not a way for them to get ahead. It's a way to keep them out of the elite. Second point here, Alex, when you mentioned Barack Obama's preacher, one of the things that troubles me about all of the negativity that's associated with that is, why is there not a commensurate amount of fury and media angst about John McCain's preacher, John Hagee, who is a man who forms what I call Ku Klux Judaism? And
no, I agree. Stay there. Well, we actually expose the fact that he says Jesus isn't the Messiah and that worshiping Israel is the new religion. We'll be right back with our guest. Stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlkaVita. AlkaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and the undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well, rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients. Your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlkaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlkaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Author, journalist for the Associated Press, historian. We've only got it for about 20 more minutes, so I'm just going to try to shut up. It just is all so intriguing. And then I want to get him back for a full 2 hours in the next month or so. And we're going to, before he leaves us, let's just do it now. Give out your websites. Tell folks about some of the books you've written.
The website, Alex, is revisionisthistory.org, And some of the books are, such as the one we've been discussing, They Were White and They Were Slaves, The Untold History of the Enslavement of Whites in Early America and Industrial Britain, Secret Societies and Psychological Warfare, and I'm just finishing up a 900-page book, Judaism Discovered.
You also wrote Judaism Strange Gods.
Judaism Strange Gods in 2000, which was a groundwork for an introduction to the religion of Judaism. This 900-page book, I style an introduction. It's a vast subject, so even this large tome is still an introduction. But
well, I'm going to have you on about that because people are fascinated with it, and it's important to understand our society and these cultures, how they've grown together. Let's continue to get into, you were talking about Pastor Hagee when we hit the last break.
Well, I just think that John McCain is getting a free ride here. Obama has got to answer and continue to answer for his preacher, as he should, certainly, absolutely. He should be responsible for this man's remarks.
Well, it hasn't been brought up about Clinton pardoning the weatherman. I mean, Rush Limbaugh is calling for riots and burning cars and death at the DNC. They just want crisis, crisis, crisis. But go ahead and talk about Hagee.
Well, it's interesting. I believe that McCain is the candidate of the cryptocracy. I think that Hillary is their fallback, and certainly they could deal with Obama if they processed him sufficiently. But I'm a longtime student of the Israeli media, and I know from the Israeli media and from my own informants and counterintelligence that we have operating inside Zionism and so forth, that we see that they're very much in favor of John McCain. They're worried about Obama, and Clinton is acceptable. So when you understand that, you understand how the media is treating McCain. As far as I'm concerned, he's getting a free ride on Hagee, because Hagee, in my judgment, is a far more sinister character than Obama's cleric.
Hagee is like a cartoon character. I mean, statements like he praises God when Palestinian children are shot and Jesus isn't the Messiah. I mean, even if you're an atheist, you have to know that that's asinine for a supposed Protestant preacher to be saying Jesus was basically a bad guy and was a rebellious person. I mean, and then he goes to the different ADL meetings and apologizes for being a Christian. It's saddening.
So why aren't we seeing that question that you've just formulated put in front of John McCain? Why aren't we seeing investigative reports in the Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, the New York Times along these lines? We're not. They're protecting him from the fallout there. There is some token criticism and some token references, but nothing like Obama's facing with his preacher. So I think the disparity between the two is very instructive.
Well, I agree with you. I want to go to the root of this. Next time we have you on, we'll do 2-3 hours to really cover all of this, to go back to the roots of a cult. Because we can say the roots of the New World Order are in Egypt. We can say Babylon. We can say Solomon's Temple, but that was borrowing from the previous myths. We know, I mean, from my studying in the New World Order, reading history books and reading things that are, you know, little known but admitted historical facts, that you have this weird obsession with Germanic power. You've got then also the royal family of England, the German royal family, believing that they are really Israelites. You've then got supposed mainline Jews who are really Central European or Eastern European. You've then got their weird behavior radiating the Jewish children who are Sephardic. Seems there's a war against the brown Jews. You've then got weird Zionists supporting Hitler to the degree of not letting Jews get out of the country. There's so many weird similarities. We know the Germanic cultures and the Britannic cultures, you know, merged with a lot of the Judaic stuff thousands of years ago. But from as a historian studying this, I mean, when you get to the end of the day, isn't it occultist that run it, and then you've got two big branches that have grown together and are basically like the Rothschilds. I see them as almost inseparable from, you know, the crazy leadership that's Germanic in Britain. And then so to me, it's like a sub-predator group above another predator group. I mean, what's the real hierarchy according to Michael Hoffman?
Well, first of all, I want to define our terms. We want to go to first principles, because when you talk about a cult, you start to turn off one section of the audience who thinks that you're mystifying political science and current events. And I don't think either one of us is doing that, because a cult, when I'm talking about it, is the science of mind control. And Arthur C. Clarke, who just recently passed away in Sri Lanka, defined any sufficiently advanced technology as having the appearance of magic. And so, for various reasons, the elites have both wanted to manipulate religions and mystify issues, as well as keep alive the mind control system which goes into the eternal pagan psychodrama, and from that, exploit nations and peoples. But you have given us a cornucopia of conspiracies and actors in the conspiracy, but I would say we can reduce it to the way Christ reduced it. You're either Christ or you're Antichrist. There is good and there is evil. And I don't believe in existential shades of gray in this. So we can talk about a whole plethora of people, nations, and individuals who are involved, but we can also track this in a system, how it originated, where it came from, and I would say that the cradle of it is Egypt. The Talmud says 9/10 of the sorcery that the evil one had, he gave to Egypt. 1/10 went to the other nations. And actually, that was a left-handed compliment on the part of the Talmudic rabbis because they're into sorcery, and it was an indicator, one of many, that they wanted to study and master what Egypt had, and from Egypt to Babylon, from Babylon to the secret
And let's
society.
Be clear, this isn't just ooga booga. This is how to know with mathematics when the next eclipse is coming to freak out everybody because the high priest can tell you a year before when it's going to happen. That's why they build big buildings. It's a whole system of shocking and making the people feel small and the government and those that run the seats of power as being gods.
Well, Egyptian archaeoastronomy, which you're referring to, and mystical toponymy in terms of the buildings and how they're situated is well known, but it seems to me that the manipulation of words and the notion that words had power and how they were to be utilized is lesser known in our circles, and certainly the Egyptians were masters of word manipulation and keywords. Which Dr. Carl Gustav Jung later on in the 20th century would talk about in terms of archetypes which can trigger reactions in people. So that's the other aspect
and
of
see,
this.
That's it. So like the atheist world, which the globalists have maybe atheists to blind them to the real sciences, that this is really a science, even if you don't believe there's a spirit behind it. The elites, the ancient elites of 5,000 years ago, they figured out how to literally program people, and that's why they're occult practitioners, because that's really what it is.
And that programming and that pyramidal structure continues in our society today, yes.
Man, you're amazing. I've got to have you up for 2, 3, 4 hours if you'll do it with us, but please continue.
And so when we get into the Western secret societies, we see an anomaly because it emerges in the Renaissance where you have a group of avant-garde thinkers who were beginning to believe that they needed to study the Kabbalah, they needed to study Judaism in order to advance the concept of human brotherhood. And yet the anomaly and the high irony here is that this is when they began to pick up the idea that black people were genetically predisposed to enslavement, because as they studied the Kabbalah and the Talmud, and they had been led to believe by various occult Pied Pipers that they were going to find a human brotherhood theme in those texts, just as Freemasonry.
Let me stop you. We now move forward to the Talmud and the Zohar, because the Jews had been in Egypt. They'd also been in Babylon. So they had been in all the different schools as wanderers, picking it all up.
Yes, the Mishnah, the first part of the Talmud, which has existed in oral form in Jesus' time, and then after Israel rejected its Messiah and became much more corrupt as a result, it was finally committed to writing. That was done in Babylon in the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th centuries A.D., and as a result of that, they did pick up, by a process of osmosis, a great deal of the paganism that was around them, so that the Talmud and the Kabbalah, the Mishnah, the Gemara, the Zohar, the Sefer Yetzirah, and these other texts are brimming with occult concepts and themes. And this is what I bring out in my book, that basically Judaism, far from being an Old Testament religion that clings to the Old Covenant and rejects Christ, is actually an ossified form of Babylonian paganism. And this is what infiltrated the West, particularly in the Renaissance. It had always been gestating there, but it only came into full bloom in the Renaissance. And then, of course, in early modern Europe, it came to fruition in the various Rosicrucian and Freemasonic cults.
which aren't just about having sex orgies and pentagrams. It's the whole science of wordsmithing, manipulation, brainwashing, mass programming, how to control societies. And that's why when you get to the top level, it doesn't matter whether, in my research, whether it's the SS or the Zionist, it's all the exact same people at the top worshiping the same thing.
Well, you especially see this level of sophistication in a mathematician who was astrologer royal to Queen Elizabeth, Dr. John Dee, the author of many important mathematical texts, which to this day are referred to. And yet he was the developer of this scrying concept, this concept of a secret alphabet. He actually claimed to have contacted extra-human deities with whom he was in contact with his allies there in the royal court of England.
And Stop. We got a break. Final segment. We're going to have him back up very soon. You understand, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't matter if you don't believe. They believe, and they've built the world, the civilization you live in. And they believe that their great day of mass extermination is coming for you and your family.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
World Products now is introducing the new Detoxer foot and body pads that work while you're sleeping to pull heavy metals and toxins from the body. Our Detoxer pads release unwanted toxins, relieve stress and pain, and improves the immune system, circulation, and blockages all while you're sleeping. Very simply, you put one pad on each foot before bedtime and go to sleep. And when you wake up, the toxins that are drawn out of the body will be in the pads. You peel them off and throw them away. It's that simple. Call 908-691-2608. We encourage our customers to detox in as many ways as possible to bring the body back to a balance. The average person is exposed to hundreds of chemicals daily. This is one of the many powerful ways to detox the body. We recommend you try our Detoxer foot pads and see and feel the difference for yourself. Call today at 1-908-691-2608. Our Detoxer foot pads are vegan and environmentally friendly and do not contain chitosan. Call today, World Products Now, at 1-908-691-2608.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals US is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, it means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento rápida me llevó.
Look, I'm going to have Michael Hoffman on for 2 hours next Friday, the second half of the show, to really slowly go through all this history. But I guess in the last 5 minutes we've got with him, I'll just let him talk about whatever he likes, other than I want him to give me his take on this. I don't know what his take is, but I would imagine it's probably similar to mine because everything else seems to be similar. The globalists, the controllers, the architects, they understand human activities, human interactions, how waves in a pond work. And so they've designed it where if you fight one of their mechanisms, it's built to actually empower them and make them stronger unless you strike at the root of it. Like if, say, you attack Zionism, well, their own documents say it only makes their people support them more, thinking that they're being abused from outside. Kind of like if you attack corrupt police in a wrong way, which I do all the time, out of primitiveness, that actually compacts them more into their gang mentality. But then if you give people wide spectrum that know at the highest level it isn't even one group, it's a mindset, a belief, then people can suddenly unlock that. Kind of like he was saying about slavery. It's important to understand that whites were slaves too, because then it ends this enmity. But that lie was put there so that we would have enmity and fight with each other. And so this is all, I don't want to use the term delicate. It's just so sophisticated that I can see it, but it's hard to even articulate. I guess that's why he writes 900-page books. Do you agree with the statement I just made?
Well, yes, I do. I would articulate it as not fighting with carnal weapons. We know from Oklahoma City that the system loves violence. They love that McVeigh and the conspiracy behind him attacked that building. Bill Clinton was able to add a number of Orwellian police state laws. And, of course, we know what happened with the 9/11 conspiracy. But I don't believe there's any quick fix to this, Alex. I believe that we need to organize, we need to build our communities. The reform starts with ourselves and our own lives with deep study and reflection. And then having organized, be more a part of our own local communities, then together we can build on something which offers a pro-life alternative to this death system that they're imposing on us. And if I may, I wanted to give my website one more time, if that's all right.
Sure.
That's www.revisionisthistory.org.
Now, I'm meaning to get you on for years. I don't know why I haven't, but here you are. We're going to have you back up. It's just take the example of Zionism. You know, you talk about how that's a core global system right now, key to all of it, going right back to the roots of Egypt and Babylon. But then I find hundreds of times where Adam Gadon poses as Al-Qaeda, the ADL, you know, head's grandson, Adam Perlman. I see where they catch rabbis running white supremacist groups, British intelligence, German intelligence. And then I see all these groups who think they're fighting this. And when they fight it only on that front, they don't see the big picture of it's a system. It's like a river cuts a Grand Canyon. It's we're all in it. We're all connected to each other. And it's much bigger than just that group. And when I try to say, hey, it isn't one bank robber, it's 10 bank robbers, but they're all guilty, people try to say no. In fact, you know, it's got to be this little niche. Or I say, yeah, the Vatican's involved, but they're tied in with this group. They go, oh, now you're defending the Vatican. When all I'm trying to do is give people full spectrum. Do you see what I'm trying to say?
Well, I think that one of the viruses or memes that's been implanted in our ranks is that there is an enemy people. And whenever you go that way, and I don't go that way, then you're falling into their snare. Because the enemy is not any group of people. The enemy is an ideology. It's a spirit. It's a spiritual ideology. It can affect you. It can infect me. It can infect any nation of people. No one is invulnerable to it.
And if science is now showing that monkeys in one research lab, 5 miles from another, if they can teach these monkeys, suddenly the other monkeys learn it. It's like a radio wave's being broadcast.
So much is undiscovered about the way that we are used, and more we're discovering how what was called magic in the past is actually science today. But I do want to advise people to stay away from targeting any population, whether it's the Khazars, the Judaics, the Israelis, the Palestinians, or the Arabs. They're not the issue. Everybody is capable of having goodwill and of changing their lives. The enemy is an ideology. It's a spirit. And if we stick to that, we can win, Alex.
And the globalists, you mean this evil force, it recruits the intelligent. It recruits the creative. So that's why at the highest places everywhere, you're going to find this spirit. Because if you take that spirit, you're given the earth, just like the devil told Jesus on the mountain.
Yes, that's true.
All right. Well, we appreciate you joining us, and we really appreciate the time. And we'll talk to you next Friday. I'm going to have my producer call you in the next 5 minutes, sir.
Thank you. I look forward to it, Alex.
Thank you. He'll be with us 2 hours coming up. In fact, just stay there. I'd like to talk to you during the break. We'll be right back with another special guest. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory tests proving our technology at tryfreshair.com/safehome. Reduce airborne allergens and up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Joseph Stiglitz is our guest. New book out, The $3 Trillion War. We had him on with us last January. We also interviewed him here in Austin for the TV show. And he said that within 2.5 years, if the global financial order did not make some serious reforms, we would have the hyperinflation that could lead to a worldwide depression. And you can go to the website, Infowars.com, if you want to read that article from last year. He is a Nobel Prize winner in economics. He is a former World Bank chief economist. If I tried to go over his entire bio, it would take hours, but you can just Google Joseph Stiglitz. He's written quite a few best-selling books as well. The new one, The $3 Trillion War, and that's just how much it costs now, not to mention our good name worldwide. And so I really appreciate Joseph Stiglitz joining us. Thank you for coming on, sir.
Nice to be here.
You were here about a year and 4 months ago, and you laid out in 20 minutes a forecast of what indeed happened, but we've gone about 90% into your forecast. I'm hoping the rest of the 10% isn't correct and we don't have a depression in another 2 years. What do you see happening?
Well, actually, the prospects of our economy right now are not very good. To some extent, what happens depends on what the American government and other governments do. But right now, even the IMF, and I've often disagreed with the IMF, but right now I think they're on target. They are saying that the American economy is going to be very weak, not only this year, but next year, and it won't be until 2010 before the economy really starts to show a recovery. Part of the problem is that the current administration has been doing too little, too late. What they've been doing is not well designed. And the fundamentals of economic policy are that it takes a while before any action that you take has full effect. So if this administration isn't going to do anything, it's going to be until the next administration comes into office. And that means that we won't begin to get the right medicine until the beginning of 2009. And that means we're talking about late 2009, 2010, before we start seeing a solid recovery.
Now, a lot of people thrown around the term depression. A lot of top economists have. You've used that term before. A depression, I guess, would be...
I would be a little bit cautious about using that term. I think that we tend to, you know, reserve that for the Great Depression or for the kind of situation that was in the island of Java in 1997, 98.
A breakdown, a collapse, starving. But I mean, a recession, you're the Nobel Prize winning economist, but tell me if I'm wrong. A recession is two continual quarters of zero growth. And then a depression would be how many quarters?
Well, they don't actually. Usually you think of a depression as really very strong negative growth for an extended period of time. But it doesn't make any difference. You know, the fundamental question is whether the U.S. economy is going to be performing below its potential for an extended period of time. And, you know, on that, I think there is almost unanimity now among economists that we're looking towards an extended period of the economy operating below its potential. And there's a very simple reason, and part of the reason why there's a little bit of discussion of depression is that the fundamental reason for this downturn is very similar to that of the Great Depression: weaknesses in the financial system. The losses that the banks are incurring, the financial system incurring, are quite literally mind-boggling. We're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars. We've seen lots of write-offs. And the IMF estimates the total amount to be nearly $1 trillion.
And then there's that cascading effect as you have the bubble popping, everybody leveraged out in the Western world, more and more housing crises with subprimes, more and more of all these instruments that are AAA rated. It's all leading towards, you said here a year ago that, you talked about the term depression. Now, I guess things are so serious you don't want to use that term. What I'm trying to understand here is how we could get out of this, where you see this. Hey, where do you see it going with the current management and the different jockeying groups that are out there at the helm of central banks versus where you'd like to see it go?
Yeah, well, the basic thing is that the what happens to the financial sector is not unconnected; it's very closely connected with the real sector. Wall Street and Main Street are very closely linked. If, as is what's happening, the financial sector is having serious economic problems, it has no choice but to start reining in credit. If it's not making loans, individuals, households, firms can't do the investment that they would otherwise have done. As they cut back their economic activity, the whole economy slows down, and the whole thing just sort of unravels. And that's what we're beginning to see go our economy going through. Now, you are absolutely right, and I've been talking about this actually now for several years. It was so clear that we faced a housing bubble, and that housing bubble was sustaining a consumption boom. Savings in the United States plummeted to zero, some quarters negative. It was clear that that was not sustainable. What was going on? Well, it's pretty simple, and it's actually related to my book, The $3 Trillion War, where I argue that, in fact, there's not two issues in this campaign, but one, the war and the economy are very closely connected. The war was having a very negative effect on the economy for a variety of reasons that I spell out. The Fed said we have to cover it up. Our job is to keep the economy going. And they did it in a very short-sighted way. They let loose a flood of liquidity and loose regulations. And what happened was it did cover up the negative effects of the war. But we were living on borrowed money and borrowed time, and a day of reckoning had to come. We couldn't predict when it was going to come, but we knew that it was going to come.
So in layman's terms, how bad is it going to get? Because I've had the head of the New York Business School on. I've had all these other former Treasury policy heads. I've had them, I've had the shadow stats people on about what real inflation is, like 15% now. Look at the food. Look at the oil. Look at the dollar plunging. And then Bush is out giving speeches saying, we're not even in a recession. He said that 2 days ago at the SPP meeting, on the North American integration. I mean, it's just, and the old cliche of it's a recession if your neighbor's out of work, it's a depression if you're out of work. I mean, if half the Social Security check value has been cut in the last 5 years compounded, and believe me, I know I got families on Social Security. If people are out of work, if I'm seeing more homeless people, if there's houses going, all over the place going under, hell, this is just the beginning, Mr. Stiglitz. How bad is it going to get?
Worse. I mean, we expect now at least in the next year about 2.2 million Americans will lose their homes, and with that, much of their life savings. Many of these will lose their entire life savings. The forecast is that housing prices already gone down 10% are probably going to go down another 10 to 20%. When that happens, we're not sure how many houses will be underwater, but numbers 14, 15 million households will have mortgages exceeding the value of their house. We're in for very likely a very bad time. Now, the president is trying to push the problems of the economy onto the next administration, just like he pushed the problem of the war onto the next administration. I think he'd hoped that the whole bubble wouldn't break until after November 2008, but it began to unravel in August 2007. Like so many other things in the last few years, they haven't gone quite according to plan. The big uncertainty, as I say, is what will be done. Let me tell you some of the things that need to be done. We need a stimulus. The president seems to think that a tax cut is the solution to all problems, particularly tax cuts for the rich. In fact, I would argue that our current problems actually began with the 2001 tax cut. It actually set us on a wrong course.
What about the argument that cutting taxes generally raises the general amount of tax receipts because it accelerates the economy?
You know, that's this old idea of supply-side economics. It was totally discredited in the 80s, and you see it right now. The way that I was supposed
to
work is...
I thought increased spending. I mean, more money did come in.
But let me try to go through the two sides of it. On the supply side, that's the traditional argument, is that it's supposed to encourage labor supply and savings. Well, it hasn't exactly done that. Savings has gone down to zero. I don't see how you can say that the tax cuts help savings.
No, it's done the opposite, yeah.
And labor force participation, which is the labor side, is weaker than it was in the 90s. So it hasn't worked. Now, on the demand side, it did help a little bit, but much, much less than would have been the case had we given a tax cut to lower and middle-income Americans. We gave tax cuts to the very rich Americans who were
I agree. We need to slash taxes on the middle class. The problem is the blue-collar folks think the middle class are the elite, Dr. Stiglitz. You know, I mean, that's the larger issue. And I want to get into your book in the time we've got, in the 15 minutes we've got left before we end this at 58 after with you, sir, but because it's a very powerful book. I saw the Financial Times of London about 8 months ago say that the headline that, you know, bigger institutional banks could stand to gain from all this, and that they all played the game of issuing liquidity. They bought real assets. They grabbed infrastructure. They grabbed different commodities. And then now governments are coming in, bailing that out. They're gobbling up more banks. The Federal Reserve's talking about taking over three federal regulatory agencies, the private Fed. You know, more foxes watching the hen house. And so I also see a predatory capitalism, and I'm for capitalism, but not the predatory crony type, here, where it's not just a bunch of people screwing up. It's a bunch of reckless people that knew they could create a money bubble that they could use and literally buy the planet up with, and then we, the people, get left holding the bag with hyperinflation and with taxes to pay it back.
Well, you know, you've identified one of the big problems. What we've been doing is we've been socializing risk and privatizing wealth. And you know, the banks walked off. A lot of the investors, the investment banks walked off. Their senior officials with these huge bonuses, some exceeding $1 billion. Meanwhile, the taxpayers are being left to pick up the risk. You know, the Federal Reserve exposed the taxpayers to a $29 billion risk. And we don't even know. It was done in so non-transparent way. We don't know fully how much we are, totally at risk for it. Meanwhile, Bear Stearns shareholders walked off with over $1 billion of money, totally without paying a cent of insurance premium for the risk that the taxpayers have picked up. I mean,
Bear Stearns got their bonuses right before all this happened. That was very suspicious. Was that used as a cover for J.P. Morgan Chase being in trouble, that they grabbed Bear Stearns? Because there's talk that they were in trouble as well, and there are a lot of other brokerage houses that were in worse trouble than Bear Stearns. But, I mean, that was very strange what happened there.
Oh, I agree it was very strange. All I can say is that there's a lot of lack of transparency in the financial markets, and to be honest, we don't really know what is going on.
Well, as you know, sir, in the last month, three big central bankers in Europe have said that in mid-March we narrowly avoided total financial collapse. Now, I know you're a very important person, Nobel Prize winner, former chief economist, World Bank. You don't want to freak people out or anything, but I mean, on the good side, two or three years of recession, tell me if I'm wrong, then we come out of it with some new bubble, and then we just kind of have some inflation. On the bad side, just war in the streets, starving people running around with machine guns. I mean, the government's building FEMA camps. That's in the news. Bush has said he's gotten ready for martial law. I mean, I'm sure you're an educated guy. You've seen that in the news. The government's acting really weird right now. What are the chances of the good side bad recession, bad side depression, really bad side? Because we had a 1929 depression. Now, most people can't even have their own food. You know, don't live on farms.
Well, right now, the world is in a rather unusual situation that at the same time we're facing one of the most troubling periods in terms of economic downturns with this almost, you know, $1 trillion losses on the financial system. We are also facing high levels of inflation that you referred to earlier. Price of oil is over $100 a barrel. Price of food is reaching is skyrocketing. While things are bad in the United States, we have to remember how much worse they are in most of the developing countries.
Food rights.
They spend most of their money to get by on food and energy, and with food and energy prices soaring, they're having real trouble. And it's not a surprise that riots have been breaking out in many developing countries, and I anticipate to see more of that. And that just highlights the difficulty that the global economy is facing.
Meanwhile, a few billion dollars could have fed these people, but instead, like your new book says, $3 trillion has been spent. So who are the real culprits? I mean, who are the bad guys in all of this? You know, I mean, who are the main companies, the main individuals? We know it's bigger than George Bush, Mr. Stiglitz.
Well, I mean, the point that you just made is I just want to emphasize $3 trillion is a lot of money, a lot of money. And if we expend that helping people in the developing countries, helping America. I was just in Gary, Indiana, the city I was born in, and talking to the mayor, and he said, you know, $3 trillion, we can't get 3 cents out of the federal government. Our city is decaying. Schools need help. Our road infrastructure filled with potholes, and we just can't get the money that we need to help revive our economy.
And it's no bid contracts to Dubai. Halliburton isn't even here now.
Another part of the scandal. You asked who were the winners. There are actually only two winners in this war. The oil companies have made off fantastically with the soaring oil prices, but the real winners are the defense contractors, and number one on that, Halliburton. Their stock prices have increased, is almost tripled. In previous wars, there has been a sense of shared sacrifice. You send our young men and women off to fight. The rest of us make a contribution by paying taxes. There's an effort to make sure that there's no profiteering. Well, this is the first war in America's history that we put entirely on the credit card.
And that's what Leon Coca said. Stay there. Joseph Stiglitz, the new book, ladies and gentlemen, bookstores everywhere will tell you about it, the $3 trillion war, on the other side of this quick break with our guest. We'll have 5 minutes with him on the other side. Really appreciate him spending time with us today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-USE-SFR1 today. Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
We had We Are Change on, Jack McClam, William Lewis, a bunch of other guests. That'll all retransmit on the internet. This is the AM and FM show right here. In 5 minutes at Infowars.com if you missed any of it. I mean, we came in directly with guests today for the 4 hours. Joseph Stiglitz, former chief economist, World Bank, Nobel Prize winner. He left in 2002, exposed a lot of the internal corruption, the IMF riot, how they go in and want economies to crater so they can buy it up, the 100-point plan, all of that. I got to get him back up, and I hate even talking over him. I just have so many questions. Your new book, The $3 Trillion War, breaking this down, if we don't end the war and it costs another $3 trillion in 5 years, will that ensure a deeper financial crisis, or is this good for us?
Oh, it's definitely not good for us. You know, there's an idea that goes back, a myth goes back to World War II, that wars are good for the economy.
Guns and butter.
But we know at least since the time of Keynes that you can stimulate the economy without going to war. And these other ways, investments in education, health, roads, infrastructure, have long-term productivity effects. Nobody ever said that wars have good long-term productivity effects, increase our living standards. This particular war has been very bad for our economy. And the easy way to see that is spending money on a Nepalese contractor working in Iraq just doesn't provide much stimulus to the economy anywhere near as much as spending the same amount of money building a road in the U.S. So, and this war has also been bad because it set forth the rise in oil prices.
Don't you also have the fraud associated, you know, $15 million Halliburton blue tarps?
Yeah, I mean, that's an example of you know, that kind of spending doesn't help the American economy. And make it even worse, Halliburton operates offshore. So it does that so it doesn't have to avoid taxes, that it doesn't pay Medicare and Social Security taxes. You know, normally we would be coming down hard on anybody.
But it's Dick Cheney. Why are we seeing this level of arrogance? Even Lee Iacocca has come out and said, we, quote, have a criminal corporate elite running the White House, running the government, destroying the nation. Did you see those quotes?
No, I didn't. But he's, you know, it is astounding. And the problem is, it's not only bad directly for our economy, it undermines confidence in our country. You know, anybody wants to deal with the United States says, you know, what's going on here?
Exactly. So we've only got 2 minutes left, and I want to talk about the book. But then it doesn't look like the war is going to end. They're building all these permanent bases, calling them embassies. The name's been destroyed. They say we're going to be there forever. The other political candidates say, well, we'll keep some troops there. It looks to me like what you said a year ago is happening. They're not going to change course.
I think they won't change course unless the American voters come out and give a very strong message. You know, we're spending $12 billion up front every month that we're in Iraq. But actually, the total cost, which includes the disabilities, about 40% of the people coming back from Iraq are disabled, some with absolutely horrible disabilities. When you start including all the other costs, it's about twice that. Anybody who says stay the course has to say how we're going to be able to afford $25 billion a month. But even that doesn't take into account the full cost, because at the beginning of the war, we were spending $4 billion a month. Now we're up to $12 billion. The longer we stay, the monthly charge goes up. So we're going to be staying there every month is going to cost more and more and more.
Sir, we're out of time. Just absolutely incredible. Stay right there. I'd like to speak to you for one moment when the show ends here on the network. Retransmission starts right now at InfoWars.com. I've got to get you back up on the show because I want to find out what your take is, and I respect it. If it's not going to end, then what will become of us? Okay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
You have the power.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Imagine a world of peace, freedom, justice, and ecological sanity where the days of empire...